Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the world just gets crazier by the millisecond, and it's hard to believe we're about to have the 11th anniversary of the false flag staged attacks of 2001 that have been used to absolutely butcher and wreck our constitutional republic. And I will be covering a lot of false flag news and information tomorrow on the syndicated radio transmission. We will also cover a ton of news today. We've got noted libertarian speaker, best-selling author, a really informative fellow. Think of it as his view on the state of the world today and where things are going. We're going to have Tom Woods talking about nullification and some of the solutions to tyranny coming up in the third hour today. And we will have open phones throughout the first 2 hours interspersed with, well, look at the news. I'm going to try my best. I've gotten better to cover a lot of the news. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27 stacks. And some of these stacks are more than 15 articles apiece. So you do the math. And I've scanned over or read all these. Each one of them I could spend 3 hours on. I'm not one of these talk show hosts. It's actually a blessing and a curse, who needs everything scripted and has to have everything highlighted and, you know, covers five stories in 3 hours. I could talk for 20 hours straight on one subject that makes me angry. The nanny state, eugenics, the fake drug war, how we've been captured by a private Federal Reserve, the gear up towards huge wars, all of it. I could talk about this one article that I'll get to at the bottom of the hour for the entire show. It's up at Infowars.com by Alexander Higgins. Former reporter Amber Lyon exposes massive censorship at CNN. And it's a London Guardian article out on it, but Alexander Higgins breaks down and does what I like. He connects to other cases of this, so it's not just one person, but more full spectrum. CNN has been caught staging fake massacres actually carried out by al-Qaeda and then blaming it on Libya, blaming it on Syria so they can devolve and destroy the country, not take out a bad guy and put somebody good in, which is immoral itself because it's offensive. It always turns bad. That's why the founders were against it. That's how this road to empire starts. Oh, we're spreading freedom. Yeah, sure. Like our government putting Mao in 49. Our government helping fund Hitler. I mean, this is all on record. Our government, along with the British government, put Lenin in 1917, 1918. I mean, this is all in congressional reports, by the way. When McCarthy found it all out, they destroyed him in a matter of days in the media. Oh, he's crazy. He's a drunk. They were using McCarthy when he was just pushing a police state against file clerks and secretaries. Because, hey, fighting the Soviet Union, you could turn into the Soviet Union in the name of fighting tyranny. But when he said, hey, the army runs the Soviets, oh, you're crazy, you're out of here. Now it's all been declassified. Even the New York Times has run headlines like, McCarthy was right, Russian archive show. But it wasn't that the Russians were infiltrating us. The bankers were funding authoritarianism everywhere. And Bill Clinton's mentor at Georgetown wrote a 1,400-page. I kept saying 1,100 because the version I had was that. But it's been republished with the full bibliography of Tragedy and Hope. We sell it. We're evil free market people at Infowarsstore.com. And he just brags about the whole thing, how he was led into the State Department and Bilderberg archives, how he was led into the Council on Foreign Relations archives, and how they fund authoritarianism. Whatever flavor you want, it's hot and cold running tyrants. It doesn't matter. Centralized is the name. Anti-freedom. Okay, I'm going to attempt to give you the headlines when we come back. And I'm going to open the phones up for first-time callers because I felt really bad yesterday. We opened the phones up for like one segment. The calls were so good, so informative, and I promised to have wide-open phones today. We are going to do it, or my producer is going to punch me five times in the nose.
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, the 10th day of September 2012. We are going to be here for the next 3 hours. We are here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you had a safe and productive weekend. Let me go ahead and just run through some of what is coming up today. Fate of Eurozone rests in the hands of German judges. Well, this is just all part of this bailout that's really a tax transfer to the banksters. We're going to be going over that. We're also going to get into the Bond King says buy gold, not bonds. That's out of Bloomberg. Bill Gross says that's where it's at in the future. Double down of Vladimir Putin, billions into gold in anticipation of global upheaval. That's being reported on by AP, Reuters, you name it. Continuing, judge says 10 rare gold coins worth $80 million belong to Uncle Sam. Now, I saw this last Thursday and thought I knew what it was, but I didn't have time to go research it until yesterday. And I mentioned it on the Sunday show, but never got to it. I will cover it at the bottom of the next hour. Got a guest coming on about this. It's so important. When I saw this, I thought, wait, that's a Saint God in 1933. That's the executive order on confiscation, but the Associated Press, ABC News, they wouldn't explain it. So I went to the case and did confirm that they confiscated it under a 1933 executive order. I mean, we've got a criminal government. Doesn't matter if it's your gold. They say that 80 years ago, you should have turned this in. Well, my great-grandfather, my grandfather's father, keep saying my grandmother's father, my grandfather's father in Dallas, he didn't turn his in. That was just general gold. They just said, turn it in. In fact, they were even trying to get your jewelry. And American people, many of them, lined up and went along with this. So I want to explain just how criminal this government is. And here's the deal. If they say turn your gold in, you've got to say no. I mean, if they say turn your kids over to them, you've got to say no. If they say jump off a cliff, you've got to say no. This is a group of criminals. So we're going to be breaking all of that down coming up today and looking at what's happening. Walmart struggling to survive on only $4 billion on their second quarter. Isn't it funny? They used to make, you know, 10 times that some quarters. But I guess, you know, globalism, deindustrialization. People don't have the jobs anymore to buy your goods made by Chinese slaves. So it's following its inevitable end, which is Agenda 21, the designed implosion. And then Walmart will be more of a government reclamation center as it's already been planned, kind of a relocation processing center as they admit they've been prepared for. Oh, you didn't know that? Look it up. George Soros says that Germany should back growth or leave euro. That means give more money to the bankers or get out. Pony up to the bankers. Or get out. Well, don't worry, they probably will get out. But then that'll just be into a bankruptcy under the megabanks. Continuing, rising food prices continue to climb with prices up 10% in July alone. But there's no inflation because we've got all of these government numbers on inflation out there. And they say it's quite low, even though any of you out there know things cost more and that you get paid less on average with your jobs. There's bad unemployment, but the real thing is it's working poor with people working for $7, $8, $9, $10 an hour, which then if you're in the system and try to actually pay for things, you can't live on by yourself hardly, much less with children. But don't worry, you don't have to pay for daycare now. All over the country, they're having government-run Head Start for 2-, 3-, 4-year-olds, so the state gets your children. But see, people with property taxes are paying for that as the economy goes under, which is also part of the plan. Implode the economy while you consolidate it. Then poses the saviors, Agenda 21. So we're going to continue along that line. Another reporter out of the Economic Collapse blog breaking down the numbers. The real unemployment numbers are worse than you're being told. That is just some of what is coming up. Insight, GM, Volt, the ugly math and low sales, high cost, Reuters. Well, yeah, why aren't we talking about the fact that Volt's built in China now, or that your tax money paid to move it there? Again, doing everything they can to wreck the economy. Because in a planned economy, that is the name of the game. So that is just some of the news that we have there. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, with some of the news that we're going to be drilling into today, up at Infowars.com, Rockefellers preside over creation of global journalist group to advance reporting on religion. And then the Rockefellers set up the World Council of Churches that pays off the seminaries and the major denominations to promote global governance and an ecumenical merger of religion. And that's what's happening there. Continuing, Walmart struggling. I already broke that down. To survive only on $4 billion. Man investigated by police for buying ammunition. This is part of a wider trim we're going to be going over. The Declining West, Tragedy or Comedy, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Again, Declining West, Tragedy or Comedy. President of Italy's Supreme Court to refer 9/11 crimes to International Criminal Court. Says that the government of the West staged it as a false flag, similar to Operation Gladio and the strategy of tension in Italy that the Italian intelligence agency declassified more than a decade ago, that with the U.S., NATO, and England, as well as Germany, through NATO, hundreds of bombings, mass shootings were staged at movie theaters. Oh, by the way, I sent that to Adon over the weekend. It's actually in Denver papers that it's now in court, survivors with reports of multiple shooters and it being a staged event. So that's now hit the mainstream. Will you print me that? I forgot to send that to the producers here. I only sent it to Adon. So just ask Adon in there. Ask him to investigate it more to print me those articles. Thank you. So we're going to be at movie theaters, shooting them, bombing them, blowing up buses, shooting up schools. It's what NATO would do. If a right-wing or left-wing group that didn't care, sort of actually trying to be nationalistic and didn't want NATO and the narcotics trafficking bankers to control their country, they would just shoot up a school and blame it on your group. They would grab a patsy, inject him into the frontal lobe with PCP that basically, you know, will make you completely insane and brain damaged for several years on average, and then tell the person that you'll stop torturing them if they remember that they did the shooting. They also use electroconvulsive therapy and other little goodies, and that's all declassified as well, but we should just trust the government. Continuing here, we'll be going over that on the broadcast today. Also, Israel's prime ministers discussing red lines with Iran and with the U.S., but then Hillary responds by saying they're not setting deadlines for Iran, Clinton says. Also, continuing along that line, we have reports coming out that they are preparing for a massive attack. So we're going to be getting into that report. We're also going to get into Obama, who is basically, it's not basically, this is from DickMorris.com, Obama thugs rough up Gallup for polls they don't like. And the truth is Gallup historically has polled 10 points for Democrats that doesn't exist. In fact, I have a stack of articles here showing that Reagan was polling right up to the election in 1980, 10 points behind the Democrats, and similar numbers in 1984. And again, this is just part of the skewing that goes on. I mean, I told you Nielsen ratings were fake. And of course, it's come out they're fake, and I even predicted it would be fake for MSNBC. MSNBC doesn't even have the 800,000 viewers on their biggest show. Their smaller shows in the middle of the day have maybe a couple hundred thousand, and that's with cooked numbers. That is pretty darn amazing when you finally actually realize that. That it's that big of a fraud. But the sets are big. The info babes are there. It's all about they're the authority. They decide. They tell you a nine-month-old baby can be killed in the womb instead of delivered because they say it's a fetus and not a human. They say the hydrofluoric acid is good for you and the same thing as calcium fluoride when it's not. It's had, what is it, an electron removed? I got to look that up again. I was studying that just last week, and it's highly toxic. They play all these little games with people. So we are going to be breaking all of that down today as well. Continuing here with the news, we're going to be breaking down more on the hoax that's ongoing, that it's only 174,000 bullets the government's bought, and that those of us concerned about the 1.4 billion bullet purchase, that we shouldn't be concerned because it's only 174,000 bullets. Now, they don't address that and say, hey, it's 174,000. They just say, hey, what's the big controversy over 174,000 bullets? They don't even address the 1.4 billion or the armored vehicles, the pillboxes, the checkpoints, the army manuals where they admit they're preparing for civil unrest, martial law, re-education center, civilian inmate labor camp program, model states health emergency powers act, all of that garbage. The Emergency Centers Establishment Act. I'm giving you the public names of all this right now. It's just this big mystery where, oh, is it true? Oh, it's a rumor. Yeah, those conspiracy guys that say don't trust the government, you know, like George Washington. But, you know, these modern day people, they're saying, look out, the government's building up against us. Oh, they said TSA'd be on the streets. Now it's happening. But, oh, they're saying 174,000 bullets. Yeah, that's no big deal. No, we're saying 1.4 billion. So that's their straw man. I've got a lot of other news. Journalists going public exposing fraud. It's all coming up today. We've got insiders at CNN blowing the whistle. Here's the toll-free number for first-time callers. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And you can call our system as well. I'm going to just go crazy. Watch this. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. We'll take calls on that as well. And coming up, if you buy two boxes of ammo, the police are coming after you.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up, there's more mainstream news reporting that France, England, and others are going to openly fund Al-Qaeda in Syria. I mean, they've been doing it for the last 9 months since they started the sectarian war and are trying to overthrow the government and put in groups sworn to kill all the Christians, Jews, and Muslim minorities. Just amazing crimes. And that's what Amber Lyon of CNN, a reporter, has quit and gone public with. You've had a lot of other reporters quit and go public. New York Times, it's turned out, is told what to do by the CIA. People left NPR and been told they've been told to lie. It's just amazing to know that they're taking fathers in Syria and saying, we're going to kill you if you don't drive this truck in and blow up that police checkpoint. We're going to kill your kids if you don't do it. Or telling people, we're going to let you go. Now get in this truck and drive down the road and there's really bombs in it. Then they can say it's a suicide truck. It's just incredibly immoral. I mean, we know we have a corrupt government, but it's so ridiculous that they're saying we've got to give our rights up because of Al-Qaeda and hyping that all day. And then Al-Qaeda is literally hiding in a granny's granny panties or in your wife's bra or in your son's pants or in your pants. And now the TSA is randomly setting up checkpoints. Let's just see if someone's on this highway. We're going to search your car randomly because there might be Al-Qaeda in there. Now they're like, oh, don't worry about Al-Qaeda. We're looking for guns. But guns aren't illegal. We're looking for drugs. Will you ship those in? We're just here violating the Fourth Amendment. I mean, it's so ridiculous. We've been proven right. The world government's announced. They're announcing the police state's for us. It's all happening. I'm going to go to your phone calls. This is a short segment, but coming up, we've got the video. Man investigated for buying a couple boxes of ammo. And they said, well, a citizen spy in there, you know, just thought we might need to give you a call. And this happened to Linda West out last week, one of our reporters. Right there in front of John Bowne and others, a guy in a suit said, oh, you want to do some interviews? Well, I got somebody for you. And they're out on the sidewalk downtown. And the police were called. The police get there and like were putting their hands out. And the guy was waiting down the street taking photos of them. And it's like this power trip of the Stasi. And if you haven't studied the Stasi, they were the worst of the communists in the way they surveilled and controlled. They were hired as consultants 10 years ago. And that's why we're getting a modern Stasi system. And there's all these people that are on these incredible power trips, these amazing power trips that they're little secret agents. In fact, I meant to do this morning, and then I forgot and just gave the general number out. And we've got TSA calling from FEMA Region 7. There's a lot of stuff I want to introduce today. But after we take a few rounds of calls, I want to open the phones up again after we clear the lines for snitches. Because, again, they always start with, oh, the FBI is having a local community meeting, and we'd like to have, you know, people come in the rural area or in the city. You've seen this in the news. To learn how to spot Muslim extremists or Al-Qaeda. And then you get to the meeting. They have free coffee, donuts. It's 2 days at a hotel. And they show you an Al-Qaeda training video. And then next it's, is your neighbor spanking their kid? Do they smoke marijuana? Are they talking bad about the government? Do they have guns? And this hasn't even been in the Associated Press where, they've sat in on the meetings. And by the second day, it's don't trust that priest. He might be a terrorist, or that woman with a baby carriage. Just don't think that. And by the way, let's show some training videos where all the terrorists are white and no one is of another race or group. So that's how I knew they were going to flip the script away from Al-Qaeda, because 7-8 years ago, it wasn't about Al-Qaeda. Now it's none of it's about Al-Qaeda. It's all about, do they talk bad about government? Do they talk about a new world order? Do they have a Ron Paul sticker? Do they have an Aaron Russo video? Do they have an Alex Jones video? Do they talk about Infowars.com? And they get the cops in the briefing rooms. We have video of it. And actually, badmouth George Washington. I mean, you've heard cops call in and go, yeah, no, they badmouth George Washington. They have the feds come. I mean, imagine a movie 20 years ago where the government starts saying, George Washington is bad. You'd expect the cops would go, wow, we've been taken over, and there'd be a counter-revolution. But now it's just, yeah, George Washington's bad, and better not talk about him, because we're the good guys. And so it's gotten to the point where their little snitches actually are trying to intimidate people, like our free speech bet. Hey, let me explain something. You're not going to get to the point of intimidation. People are lazy in America. They're not scared on average. So thank you for trying to intimidate people. You're getting folks awake and mad. To tell us to shut up, tell us we don't have free speech, threaten to arrest us. All you're doing is waking everybody up. So bring it on. More of it. Come on. Show us who you are. Come out in the open, criminal.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, and I am going to put a sock in it and go right to your phone calls. Then coming up, we're going to look at how Agenda 21 UN governance is taking over not just big cities, but small towns all over America, including right outside Austin, Texas, in Elgin. I'm coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, wherever you're listening, in Australia or Germany or Sudan or Mexico. And again, I am your host, Alex Jones. Then we will get into, after we take some calls, they're now trying to harass gun owners in a new way. This has been going on for a while, but now it's accelerating. Also, this started getting attention last Friday, but I've had time to look into it more. The federal government's running multiple ad campaigns dealing with zombie apocalypse, Homeland Security is, and they're saying get ready, basically, for collapse. And now zombies are an archetypal metaphor for basically welfare hordes not getting their checks. And I've described it as a zombie-like apocalypse for over a decade. And now zombies are even more popular than vampires, that it's in almost all advertising. It is ubiquitous now with media that they're promoting zombies and death, and that society is soon going to collapse. There is a massive preparation for this being made, and I'm going to be getting into that. And it integrates in with Time Magazine writers like Joel Stein coming out and saying, hey, I want to see a beauty pageant with dead babies. I've learned, you know, watching the stupid right-winger pro-lifers with their signs, which dead babies are more attractive. So it's just all part of searing your conscious mind, preparing you, acclimating you to accept death and destruction, to not have empathy for your fellow humans. Roman historians wrote about how they used gladiatorial events to train people that it was entertaining to see a woman and her children torn apart by lions. And even Romans who got in trouble politically would then be thrown to the lions later after Rome degenerated. And it didn't matter if your neighbor was being killed this week or that you would be dying next week. It was a culture that cheered its own destruction and imminent collapse. So I'll be getting into all of that. Again, the toll-free number, the phones are loaded, but if you want to join us after I go to this group of calls, all additional calls that come in after these first few groups of phone calls, I do want to hear from some of the snitches out there. Have you been recruited by InfraGuard? Have you been recruited by clergy response teams? Have you been recruited as a citizen spy? Have you finally woken up that you're a dupe, you're a collaborator, you're an idiot, that you're being trained to spy on the American people and their constitutional rights in an attempt to create a Stasi secret police network? We had preachers that were recruited for Homeland Security to spy on their flocks 7 years ago, exposed clergy response teams. People didn't believe it at the time. It was declassified 3 years later. Telling their flocks, submit to corrupt government, turn your guns in, take shots, go to the FEMA camp. Well, now it's executives, even at the level of McDonald's manager, they call that an executive making, you know, $15 an hour. They are now spying on everyone, and it's not for terror. It's just report back to us. So it's extremely creepy what's happened, so we'll take some calls on that front. Now, I've given out calls on two different phone systems. I see the Genesis phone system here, so I'll go through those calls first, and then I will get to callers on the other phone system. Scott, InfoMom, John, Chuck, Lionheart, Dead, Blake, and Chris. One other thing I want to announce, and please put it up on screen when we go to each caller if you can, at least part of the time. I want to start, because people are watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're a new radio listener, we're not just doing radio here. We're also streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv, the sister site of PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. I want to be able to now let people realize we're under 10 governors on the Governor Council. We're under 10 Pentagon governors under the Rural Council. There are 10 global regions under the UN program. Publicly, look it up. 10 mega regions under one control, the EU. There are 10 regions per country, and under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and all preparations, the states are already seen as bankrupt, vestigial. The federal government is a vestigial ceremonial arm. We are fully captured by the foreign banks who brag they've captured us and are running us through emergency reorganization. Just like in Europe, they now admit they're one step ahead of us in collapse by design, that in Italy and in Spain and in Greece and other areas, as well as Ireland, they are now appointing the central bank heads, the presidents and prime ministers, the banks are, and saying, we've captured you. But we don't owe them the money. They put their people in and had us sign on to their derivatives. So they had us sign on to their fraud. Instead of going to jail, they're announcing that the troops are in the streets, that we have no rights, the citizen spies are there. They think that intimidates us. You know what? It doesn't intimidate me, scum. We're going to expose you. So without further ado, I'm going to give each caller a minute, and we're going to go through the Genesis phone lines first. After these calls are cleared, it's time for the spies to call in. I mean, do you want to blow the whistle? I mean, we already know. InfraGuard's already admitted. Clergy response team's admitted. You tried to recruit every dentist. My dad knows. I mean, I talked to other executives. They've all had the FBI visits. They've had Department of Defense visits. They're involved as well. I mean, this is a giant criminal network to shut down America. and they've got their operatives everywhere as an intelligence gathering network when they try to trigger a civil war that's meant to destroy the existing infrastructure of the states so the globalists can move in about a year into the conflict. We're here to defeat that. We have more people than they have, and we have right on our side, and we're going to expose it. Do you want to repent? Or were you profiled as a little control freak and you're listening right now and can't wait for me to be arrested? You actually think what you're hearing here is bad. You think the First Amendment and due process is bad. You think you're going to be some big rock star when this comes in. You're going to be like Ernst Röhm. Ernst Röhm. You don't know who Ernst Röhm is? You better look it up. Night of the Long Knives, 1933. All right, let's go ahead and go to the phone calls here. Let's go to Diane in New York. You're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. I was born in Venezuela, and even though now I am an American citizen, I always call Obama the American Chavez. He is doing exactly how Chavez destroyed Venezuela, and what you just described is what is happening over there. Number two, it is something good, at least. I have a friend who traveled from Pennsylvania to California, and he saw gigantic billboards against Obama all over. He was amazed that he had never seen that. So my guess is that people are very pissed off, and yes, I knew this was going to happen because I already lived it, and no one here, especially in this town, believed me.
And by the way, when we get rid of Obama and Romney tries to do the same thing, we're going to get rid of him. Listen, people are starting to wake up. Doesn't mean they have all the answers, but they're knee-deep in the water now. They need to get all the way in and really see how deep it goes. And again, we shouldn't get mad at those that are ignorant. They have been dumbed down. They have been propagandized. They have been chemically attacked. We are going to wake them up now, only a little bit. They're not going to wake up all the way. But as things get worse, the seeds are planted. Our victory will happen. Go ahead.
Yes, hopefully. Apparently in Venezuela, there is a huge awakening, but after 14 years of pain and destruction and all the money spent in other places.
That's right. Chavez has totally wrecked the country by design and transferred it. I mean, I've got a fellow who works for me, does a great job in IT, self-trained from Venezuela. And he's done so good. He's like the head of one of the major IT departments with like five people under him. And he talks about how they make the kids in school pray to Chavez to get the school lunch program. They say, pray to Christ, and then the food doesn't come. They go, now pray to Chavez. This is to kindergartners. And then they get the milk and the food. And then I went and looked it up and found it in Charlotte Iserby's book that under the Soviets they did that. And so that's what this is all about. The state is God. I appreciate your call. It's thoroughly disgusting. But then they've got right-wing flavors of total government as well. And all of it is manipulated by the globalist. Let's go to Josh in North Carolina. Josh, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, thank you. Long-time listener. I really appreciate you actually being the person to wake me up with the Obama deception. And I got some kind of scary information. I'm actually an insurance broker for one of the global top 10 companies I actually work in the region of D.C. We actually get a bunch of subcontracted private companies that have been coming in. One of the pieces of information that I got was actually from DARPA, and it lists crossing the threshold as the actual name of the program. What they say they're going to be able to do is actually be able to engage people, and I tried sending some information in regards to this about the Colorado incident. Where he woke up and, had no idea where he was. Under this program, they can actually use light-based systems to not only take over your perception, what you see and hear and what you feel, but also actually take over your entire body.
Well, no, that's why DARPA bragged about that, and there's literally hundreds of patents on this. If I could get Dr. Begich on, he's great at listing them. But anybody can look up these. DARPA has bragged. That's why in government buildings, they're putting in the fluorescent lights under government regulations that, quote, communicate with your computers. Guys, type in government buildings installing lights that communicate with computers. It's Associated Press, you name it. And it flickers and communicates with these new panels that are coming in, so the internet is going without it being plugged in, data over power line. It goes through the light switches, through the lights, through the computer, because it's two-sided. The two systems communicate. That's what they can do when the government can mandate what type of tech is put in. And then it goes down the power line, or it's picked up wirelessly by the wireless meter reader systems or the smart meter on your house. All the new appliances coming out interface with it. And I didn't know about this particular program you're talking about. But yeah, so much of what they're obsessed with at the University of Texas monkey facility they've got, and other universities I've talked to insiders at, is it's nothing but monkeys with wires into their brains with just flicker rates testing different systems of carrier waves. And yeah, and they're coming out with vaccines that literally attack your brain so you're not human anymore. You can't get upset. They just call it an anti-stress vaccine. You take it and you're now can still function, but you're a biological android. And so that's why they've ratcheted up the autism, the cancer, everything else, just where it's off the charts. We're just used to everybody dying around us. Well, soon it'll just be, I don't know, my husband came home and now he does whatever I tell him, and he doesn't laugh anymore, he doesn't cry, and he doesn't get upset anymore. And boy, I like him this way. I mean, it's the end of humanity. We're now approaching it. I mean, that's why they don't care. That's why they openly run Al-Qaeda. But you know what? I'm sorry. Now they can arrest you, give you this shot, you're gone. The cops are all going to be given it. They'll be sprayed it if they don't take the shot. They're already making all the nurses take shots so they can't have their job. It's here. We're in such a deep level of this. That's why, I'm sorry, I'm ranting. So tell me, as an insurance actuary person, exactly what they were telling you.
Now, I'm actually a broker. I mean, I've actually come into multiple instances where I've had people through the InfraGuard program that are being subcontracted out through the DHS and through DOD. I had to tell these people, you know, we actually get some information that's sent through us, and obviously to do insurance, you need to tell us what you're doing. Fortunately for me, people have given quite a bit of information, and what they do is they actually watch local businesses, they watch local people, they have suspected terrorists, and what they do is they'll give recommendations, and obviously, you know, if they feel that they're out there spying on you and that they need further information to be delved into upon on you, they'll put you through under NDAA, or under NDAA, they'll come in and obviously they can basically disappear if you want. And now with this program, another thing that's very, very scary with this, one of their headlines is to break the thought barrier and fully exploit, promote, and develop intellectual capital, which basically what that means is they can actually go through your thought process. And,
well, no, that came out last week now, where they use light-based systems to extract data out of the brain because the eyes are electrochemical stalks. Here is an article out of Slate, Wired Magazine as well. Guys, put this up on screen, my computer, if you can. DARPA scientists create super-fast Wi-Fi that attaches information to light beams. I mean, there will be no flesh spirit if God doesn't intervene, ladies and gentlemen. And it says it gets into my house immediately. News and group of scientists have created a new system for transmitting data using light. Can be 85,000 times faster. Now, notice they told slaves on grid about this in June, but I actually saw it over 12 years ago in DARPA reports that I was just looking for, and I found this new one. I typed in DARPA light. But again, police departments in Minnesota, Illinois, Texas, and others, look this up, have already put these light bulbs in, and the cops don't even understand. They're now in a mind control system where they can put them into a trance whenever they want and then have programming delivered different ways. I mean, we're talking about, I mean, folks, we're here, 2012, off the chart insane, red level. So, I mean, this person telling you about this, because see, I don't just believe you, I separately already know about it. What were they saying? That it was fun that they could mind control people in mass now?
Well, see, they actually sent over a list of everything, and their number one bullet point was to deal with insider and outsider threats to network security. Now, they're going to be using organic trust systems, so they can manipulate rocks, trees, bushes, anything that's actually organically made, me, you, the squirrel. Another thing that they actually said is they believe that this process will actually allow the communication with animals. So what's going to happen a little bit down the road is, you know, obviously we'll be looking for the people in the black Hummers, but, you know, you won't be looking for the mountain lion that just stumbles across your backyard and happens to maul you. So this is another bullet point that they have on there that they said, as of last year, within 5 years, these will all be attainable. So it's actually very scary. And the companies that they list that they have the subcontracted programs through are Johns Hopkins University, Harvard, Yale, Boeing, and MIT. So these are all being done on
Stanford.
People.
Stanford's involved as well. They just showed the article. They actually found one of the ones. And again, you notice it's police departments they put these in first. And these cops have no idea. You know, they hire average blue-collar type guys who just, you know, don't really question. And you guys just put the article on screen. We put that back on screen. USA Today, light technology sends information via LEDs. You should write us an article, send it to Infowars.com under a pen name, Josh, and what is it, nom de plume, and so we can get that out. Thank you so much. And again, what region is North Carolina in there, former American?
Well, I actually don't even pay enough attention to that to follow it.
We're going to come back and tell you what region you're in, and then that's region three.
I'm ready for it.
Well, here it's fine. You see, incredible technology has been developed, but it's all being engineered towards controlling. And if you're the technocratic, eugenics-based controllers, and humans are scum, why not deploy all this? They're deploying GMO, they're sterilizing us, they're killing us, the numbers are all there, we just calmly take it. They're deploying light flickering systems through the television, that's all declassified to put us in a mesmerized state, so they can then program us. Well, forget that. They've now got it down to where they can turn your heart off with these flicker rates. They can make you have a stroke. They can make you get sexually excited. I was shown 10 years ago at the University of Texas, since that caller mentions it, an entire lab where they had flicker rates on televisions just to make women get sexually aroused. They put sensors on them, everything. And I was shown the unclassified areas. Accidentally, there were some buttons punched up, and I just saw some of them little monkeys. But the government really is run by good people, let me tell you. Oh, turn your guns in. They're going to take good care of us. I should shut up. They wouldn't stage 9/11. I mean, our government's good people. They wouldn't fund Al-Qaeda, even though they publicly do. Let's go to TSA, calling from FEMA Region 7. Let's put the map up. Where is FEMA Region 7? FEMA Region 7 is north of us. That's Kansas and Missouri and places like that. Where are you calling from in the former United States of America, now occupied by the scientific banker-run dictatorship? Where are you calling from in the tech kill grid TSA?
Well, we'll just say 7 for now. I just recently separated from the agency. So, I don't want to be called snitch. You can call me a conscientious objector.
Oh, really? So you're one of the callers I called for earlier?
Yeah. All right, I called in before you called for it.
Well, that's funny. Okay, so tell us what you've witnessed.
What I've witnessed is a lot of the people that work there are really good people. The problem is the management and the structure above them puts them to fight amongst each other, and then they'll bring in the oddball here and there.
They're using it like a Stasi prison where most of the prisoners are really agents. They're there inside these InfraGuard systems getting you to fight with each other to actually find the real agents. But that's another side issue. Please continue.
So you'll get the oddball person, and usually the oddball will be like a white male, pedophile-looking kind of guy. And just like you always hit the ball on the head, basically they'll pull the good-looking women out on the line and put them through the what they call the AIT machine to scan them. And I just witnessed that. It disgusted me.
Oh, so you are former TSA?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay. I just thought it was like a joke. Okay.
Oh, no, definitely. I can tell you, The stuff I can tell you, we could be on the phone a couple hours.
Well, let's be here for a while. I've seen it. I've been there in line drinking coffee after going to go watch that. That woman is smoking gorgeous. They're going to grab her. Or look at that fat pedophile one right there. He's going to go for that kid. Watch. Oh, he got him. He's dragging him off. He's, you know, it's like a lion getting its prey. I mean, is that what you witnessed?
Yeah, a little different because every airport operates slightly different. I didn't witness the kid stuff going on, but I did witness the person salivating. They wanted to do that.
Oh, every time there's a gorgeous woman going through, it's time for Potbelly to have some fun, yeah.
It was disgusting. A lot of the people are the people that, I guess, when the agency stood up in 01, 02, a lot of those are the former people that were there or the people that are from the beginning. And they're good people. They want to get out, but they can't because the economy really is...
No, I've had a lot of TSA people tell me that. Stay there. Back in 60 seconds. Next hour straight ahead. You're going to continue, sir. Then we're going to shift gears to the other phone list. Scott, InfoMom, John, Chuck, others. Then we'll get back to the other calls.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got incredible whistleblowers. People calling in who've been recruited for InfraGuard to be spies. So we're going to be going to those people. They're already coming in. I've got to hurry through these calls. We've got a TSA whistleblower on right now. And we've got other whistleblowers. If you have been recruited to spy for InfraGuard or the clergy response teams, we will get to you. 800-259-9231. We'll get to you as quickly as we can. Okay, going back to TSA, former TSA person, I guess you were implying you had to quit because of watching people be pulled out of line and harassed. Give us the data dump. I'm going to shut up. What type of stuff have you witnessed?
Oh, man. The last straw for me really was this kid came through. I think he was National Guard. He had his leg hurt. And one of the agents made him walk through the metal detector. He made him walk. And he made
them seen them make people get out of wheelchairs that can't walk, and they make people hold them up, and they scream at them. I mean, it's pure dehumanization.
Yeah. And it's like I said, it's not all the agents. A lot of the agents are just stupid and brainwashed, and they believe the whole 9/11 theory. And I've been awake for a while. I had to take the job because of the economy, and it gave me a really good inside view of as to how Big Sister works.
But I hear they try to run people off, though, that don't like all this.
They do. They do. And thus, you know, me quitting. But, they're basically a fraternity. They're not smart enough to orchestrate any conspiracy plans.
Oh, no, I agree. They're just setting the precedent to have government put their hands on you.
I agree with that. You know, to everybody out there, Alex Jones knows what he's talking about. You better listen, you know. He's right. Take it from an insider.
Well, thank you, sir. I wish that I wasn't right about this stuff. We're going to go to Steve in Colorado because he's been holding the longest, and then we've got a bunch of whistleblowers on the line. In fact, we had some there that were saying that they were... had been recruited by InfraGuard, but then that person hung up. Two of them did. We want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. I've got the other phone system loaded as well. Steve in Colorado, got about 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was calling. I live in a relatively small town, and I have an 8-year-old son in public school. The other day, he came home telling me that the teachers are teaching them the government owns everything, the government runs everything, and their job as citizens is to obey anything they're told.
No, that's admitted. They're told you'll be arrested if you talk bad about the president. I mean, this is what's going on now. My children went to private school 2 days a week, and it was pretty good curriculum, except they were accredited, so they had to do stuff telling them that Michelle Obama loved them and that she knew best for what they should eat.
Another thing, we send homemade snacks, which have way more nutrition than the fruit snacks and stuff that they approve, and they won't let him eat them. They send him back home.
Oh, yeah, no, that's already started in Illinois and other places. You're not allowed to pack the lunch now. You must buy and eat what the government says because your parents aren't good and they're not your parents, and we're going to give you inoculations without asking them.
Right. Right, so, you know, now we're looking into homeschool as much as we can. But
what town do you live in? I didn't know that was happening in Colorado. It was big news when Illinois did it. I mean,
we're in Conifer. It's a small mountain town. We're actually outside of it. We live outside of it, but it's,
well, why don't you tell the control freaks that they're not God and you can send whatever food you want to the government training camp?
Actually, we had a meeting this morning, but they didn't want to listen to me. They just wanted to tell me my 8-year-old was too hyper and he needed to be put on medication.
Oh, yeah, that's the other deal. Any young mammal, you know, that runs, well, I guess if a puppy runs around and has energy, you need to give it a lobotomy. That's what the Ritalin does, gives you a chemical stunning. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. Very evil parent calling in. Doesn't want to put his child on synthetic methamphetamine. All right, we're going to talk to whistleblowers straight ahead and a bunch of other calls. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother. Show. What happened in Russia and Nazi Germany and East Germany is now happening here. The government has recruited over 100,000 preachers under the clergy response team. Over 500,000, quote, executive managers that they admit. Even some of the major magazines a few years ago, like Reason and others, have reported on that. It's been in the Associated Press, Reuters. There's also been confirmed reports that came out, 5 years ago, that the InfraGuard is being trained in emergencies, licensed to kill, the NDAA, all of this. And they're going and just asking people, hey, will you spy on your patients? Will you spy on your workers? Will you? And if you say, well, that doesn't sound very American, well, then they put that in a file. So that's really the spying that's happening right there. Then if you say you will, if you're kind of a ne'er-do-well, control-freak, pervert type, they recruit you up into the higher echelons as a collaborator with the takeover. And they'll send you out to talk up the Federal Reserve. They'll send you out to talk up smart growth, Agenda 21. They'll send you out and put you in different NGOs that they're setting up that they claim friends of this, friends of that, friends of sustainability. And then you will be the operative, and then you will get the plum jobs in the new organized economy. So I guess a lot of evil people listening are like, oh, great, I want to get recruited by this. And so good luck to you in that. A lot of people find out about the New World Order, they decide to join it, mainly out of fear, but also the power trip. And again, I've told the story over the last year. I'm going to try to get him on air about it, that Homeland Security tried to recruit my dad, and he thought that it was a setup. And then he talked to other dentists. They're like, no, I got visited last week at my house by Homeland Security, and it was different people. Sometimes they visit heads of hospital. The FBI visits them and says, we want you to spy on your employees, everybody. And they're like, are they connected to Al-Qaeda or terrorism? They go, no. Talking bad about the government, it's going to basically be illegal soon, you know, they tell them, and we need you to get ready to help us draw up lists for mass arrest. And the average weirdo just really gets off of that, like, oh yeah, oh yes sir, and so, oh, you're FBI, let me slit my kids' throats right now in front of you because you're so good. I mean, the ATF's involved, you name it. Like, let me just read this and then I'm gonna go to your calls here. We've got Daniel, who's a whistleblower, Robert, school spy story, Julio, info on spying. We've got Mike in Texas. I was finishing up a caller from yesterday that never got on, so put him in the front of the line. We've got a line open here. If you are part of InfraGuard or recruited by it, or they tried to recruit you, we want to hear from you. Because InfraGuard's admitted, clergy response teams admitted. And I know most of you who have been recruited, you did it out of fear that you were approached. You didn't want to say no. That's why the enemy's winning. We have to say no to this fear. 800-259-9231, and then I've got another phone system full of calls as well we'll get to after this group of calls. 800-259-9231. Coming up, I'll play part of this video after calls. Man investigated by police for buying ammunition. Commercial fishermen question over purchase of a few boxes of ammo, even as feds buy bullets in huge quantities, $1.4 billion. A commercial fisherman was investigated by police for purchasing a few boxes of ammunition at his local gun store. A shocking example, this happens all the time, people about 200 rounds get visited, of how Americans are being intimidated out of exercising their Second Amendment rights, even as the federal government buys up bullets in vast quantities. Yeah, I was in a gun shop that had cops in it a few weeks ago, and they were freaking out that I was buying a bunch of ammo. They were, a slave? Oh, my God. In a YouTube clip, Brian Loftus reveals how on the 28th of August, he purchased a few boxes of ammunition from a local gun shop, only to receive a phone call later from the same evening by the state police. The cops said they needed to talk to Loftus because he had purchased a large amount of ammunition. Loftus said to the police he told that someone at the gun store... Loftus said that police told him someone who was at the gun store while he made the purchase, who works for the chief of police, reported Loftus to make sure he wasn't going to do something crazy. And again, no matter how ridiculous their call is, the cops come because they're meant to, you know, the spy is their boss. I've seen them to the spies. They bow to them. This guy in a suit last week, if you just joined us, Linda West was out with John Bound. You know, I mean, a nice lady, you know, in a dress, executive dress, out there wanting to interview people coming out of a Starbucks downtown. And she's like, sir, we'd like to talk to you. What about? About your view on where the state of the country is, the government. That was her quote. And he says, yeah, hold on. Pulls his camera out, starts taking photos, calls the police on him, and then walks off watching. And the cops pull up and go like this. But see, soon it'll be bye-bye. See, in East Germany, if you weren't a good globalist, you couldn't travel. That's the no-fly list, no travel. Everything they did in the Stasi is here. We've got to say no to this now. They're already arresting people who are peacefully protesting and locking them up saying it's terrorism. No one's even really protesting now. They're so scared. If they convince you to bow down, they win. They come in like a flood. They got re-education camps, everything set up. That's in the Army's own documents. Just look into Army admits. Guys, type this in right now to show people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. But for radio listeners, just type in Army admits re-education camp plan because they responded to our article. And then it turned out people were like, you didn't break anything. It's on Army.mil National Guard site out of Kansas. We're like, okay, we were sent it. We called, confirmed it was real. We didn't know it was already on a website. I mean, okay, doesn't that, aren't we good that it's confirmed? No, you're bad. You didn't break anything. So what? We need to throw you people in camps. You know, well, listen, good luck to you people that try. Really good luck to you, scum. Just because you are collaborators with a foreign takeover, you are so sick, you people. You serve this. I'm going to shut up now. Daniel, who's a whistleblower, what calling from California. What FEMA region is that? Let's put that up on screen. That's FEMA region 9. So you're calling us from number 9 there, Daniel. Go ahead and make your point.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Hi, I have a problem. I need to admit something. I remember being microchipped in a church. I remember I was in bed for 6 days. My hair was bald for no reason. I remember having my hair cut there, and then all of a sudden I'm in bed, and I'm hearing voices telling me that a bomb's going to explode in my head if I show it to my parents. And I was in bed for 6 days straight because I was hearing the voice.
Well, there is a lot of mind control, sir, but we need whistleblowers that can confirm it. Put it in an email, send it to us. I mean, a government that shoots up small children with syphilis, that's declassified, and radiated 4,000 of them to death, that's declassified, does do a lot of this stuff, but a lot of it's also schizophrenics. Let's talk to Robert in New York with a school spy story. Notice a lot of the InfraGuard aren't calling in. They're like sitting back going, I got the power. I get patted on the head at the FBI office. Robert in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? It's a pleasure to speak with you. First time caller, but long time listener.
Welcome, sir.
Good, thank you. I'll make it kind of short and sweet for you. I know you're busy over there tonight. Basically, I live in Staten Island, New York, New York City. And my girlfriend's son is in seventh grade, and he goes to this particular school in Staten Island, and he also plays soccer. So he had a soccer game that he's part of the team for the school. On the Saturday morning, we went to the game. So we're watching him play the game, and during intermission of the soccer game, I had to go to the bathroom, right? So I went into the bathroom of the school, and this is the first time I was actually in the bathroom of the school. So Yeah, I go to the sink to wash my hands on the way out, and the normal signs on the bathroom wall would indicate, please wash your hands as you leave. But not only did it have the sign of wash your hands as you leave, underneath that it had the Department of Homeland Security mantra, if you see something, say something, plastered right on the wall.
Oh, yeah, no. 8,000 Walmart locations, we now have video, have put it in with big sis saying, watch your neighbors, trust no one but government. There's PSAs on TV. They're now breaking in on cell phones with messages. It's total fear. Fear everyone but government. Spy on everyone. It's a total change in the culture. And they're finding all these nobodies who can't get a job anywhere to be their enforcers. And then they're trying to hire little mid-level managers to be James Bonds. And I've talked to like bartenders and stuff. They'll come up and flash a little badge at women and go, I'm with Homeland Security. And then it turns out, you know, there's some guy that manages a print shop with 30 employees. And I mean, just imagine the power trip now. It's horrible to see this happening.
It's really put a knot in my stomach when I seen them coming after the kids like that, really indoctrinating them at such a young age to be rats on their fellow
students. Sir, they admit that they've got public school teachers now. Remember 10 years ago or so, they said, oh, we have government computers now to make sure in English class you don't plagiarize. But really, everything your kid's writing is going in a government database, and they have, this has come out in the news, I've gotten the manuals. It's in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover, so it's 12 years ago. That the ATF runs the class, but no one has even told this. And like the essay today, what type of firearms do your parents have? Tomorrow, what's in the medicine cabinet? Next, does your family smoke marijuana? This is with sixth graders. And they sit there and write it in a database, and the ATF is running it in town. I mean, it's Stasi. The government's criminal. They're murderers. They're evil. We're red alert, folks. Red alert, red alert, red alert. I'm sorry. Anything else, sir?
It's just a shame that I brought it up to the attention of a few parents at the soccer game. They all have their heads in the sand, thinking that there's nothing wrong with this. They think it's just for the protection of other students because of bullying. That's what the school tells them.
Oh yeah. The feds for bullying. I hear you. I appreciate your call. We're gonna go to break and come back with all the other people that are holding ammo buying horror story from John Angel, a whistleblower. Julio with spying story and others. And after those five calls right there, I promise, Scott, InfoMom, John, Chuck, Lionheart, Dead, Blake, Chris, we're going to get to all of you, okay? Two phone systems going here. The Genesis phone system only takes six calls. Ours can take up to 100, but that's all crazy. Listen, if you knew history, I know they haven't taught it to most people out there, new listeners, you would be totally freaked out, folks. What we're seeing is the greatest evil the world has ever witnessed. We've still got running parallel our basic freedom, but they built up this giant parallel system. They're getting ready to switch the tracks, and it's amazing. I mean, my dad won't tell me the whole story because of a patient-client, you know, doctor privilege, but he told me the Stasi agents they're sending in are the worst people he knows. He's known one of them over a decade. I'm going to continue. Ryan in Texas, Army base filming, blocking story. Corey, active duty Army, people calling in about spy stories, government training them to be spies. John in Texas has an ammo buying horror story. We've got Angel, who's a whistleblower, and loaded phone lines over here. And I got a bunch of news I've got to get to. The point is, it's like you buy two boxes of ammo now and the cops come. And you're like, what? And it's about you're bad. It's about a perception that, oh, you're not allowed to clean your gun in your backyard. Your neighbor saw you're going to jail. And you're like, but why? You're just going to jail. But we're going to say it's psychiatric. And that's how the secret police are coming. There's THC in your blood. They take your blood and you're having a baby, guilty until proven innocent, give you a false positive. Or so what if you were smoking pot? It's nothing compared to mothers, you know, taking Prozac or whatever. Or they tell them take flu shots they know are killing the babies. Up until 4 years ago, they never said don't take take flu shots when you're pregnant. Now they say you need to do it. I mean, it's just crazy how criminal this government is. And all these weirdos saying yes to it because it's the authority. That's not what America was based on. All right, who should I go to next here? Let's go to John with an ammo-buying horror story. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Well, last Thanksgiving, I went over to up Michigan to see my mother, and I went over to see a close friend of mine, and he told me that a friend of his had went to a sporting goods store to buy 500 rounds of .223 ammo. And he said the next day he had two sheriff detectives at his door knocking, wanting to know why he bought that ammo and what he was going to do with it. And at the time, I said, well, you know, man, I never heard of that before. That's something new on me, you know. But now I guess this is starting to take off all across the country, you know.
Yeah, if you type in police visit man after ammo purchase, you can find it. And it's almost always some old veteran with no criminal record. Or if you buy two or three guns, they come and say, what are those for? Well, I don't know. The guns I all bought have doubled or more in value. It's an investment. I bought five guns a few weeks ago. Hadn't bought guns in about a year. It's none of your business. It's none of your business. You are who needs to be watched. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Ryan in Texas, listening on 90.1 FM here in Austin. Ryan, tell us your story quickly.
Hey, Alex. Good to be talking to you. First time caller. Okay, I saw an article on InfoWars that Apple had patented technology where they can prevent your iPhone from filming.
Yes.
Well, I had actually experienced this. Because I went to the Boneyard. It was an Air Force active military base. It's called Boneyard. They had all the decommissioned aircraft.
Yeah, incredible footage. It's in a lot of films.
Well, I wish I could have gathered footage with my iPhone, but when I was on the bus, my iPhone was disabled. It wouldn't. It would allow me to go all the way to the camera setting, and then when I would turn it to film, it wouldn't allow me to film. I tried it three times.
No, they admit the Department of Defense has that. Everything is backdoored, and that was in Wired last week. In fact, you can just type in Apple patents disabler, but they already have that. And it's just a new patent, but they've already been doing it where you go to a rock concert and suddenly all your phones are disabled. That's why we've got to also save, and we have saved, all our old low-tech cameras. Because now they can just give a general order when they SWAT team your house or whatever that any live streams or whatever are killed. This is the whole new battle plan. And I mean, it's now, how are you sure they turned off your phone?
The fact that it was working perfectly before I got on the bus. I was at the Air Force Museum, so I was looking at all the planes. So I was filming around the museum. And then I got on the bus, I had to give him my ID, and then go on to the Air Force Base. But then when I was on the Air Force Base, I tried three times to open up my phone to film all the aircraft. You know, this is after the American government sold 34 F-16s to Syria, you know, 84 of them or something like that.
No, you don't understand. All these foreign governments are good. You're bad. You're the ultimate enemy. You think the globalists hate Afghans because they won't only sell opium to them? The globalists hate you so much because of who you are, who your ancestors were. You've been the big enemy. That's why they fluoridate our water, GMO our food. We are the big enemy. They have us fight their wars while they're killing us with soft kill weapons. They have our troops. Only military in the world that lets ground troops use DU other than the Israelis. That all blows back on Israel as well. They hate our military. And yeah, no doubt that's the new system. They admit where police hit one button and all the cell phones turn off. Not just the phones aren't going to work. They do not want a record. And that's why you've got to go with low-tech cameras. Do not throw away old cameras. Do not throw away old tech. Remember this. I predict now that within 5 years, old tech will be as valuable as gold. I'm going to say this again. I predict that within 5 years, old tech will be as valuable as gold. Everything has back doors in it. Everything has kill switches in it. Everything is run by the DARPA mega kill system. We'll be back.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
That's right. We are the heart of the human resistance. We are aware of the global psychopath guilds intending to leverage humanity with third world slave labor in this phase, then with automated robots, combat drones, ground, air, and sea. use them centrally commanded against the majority of humanity that is resisting them. But if we can break through their manipulation system, we can save humanity. But a hellish system of control is being set up. Now, I've got to race through calls now because I need to get into gold confiscation news, and I'm looking for my ABC News article that I had here, if you guys will reprint that for me. And I've got just a bunch of other news. I haven't gotten to the news about the article confirmed where if you buy two boxes of ammo, the police call you, again, implying you've done something wrong. They're now grabbing veterans with no criminal record and putting them in mental institutions. I mean, it is just total Stasi takeover. We've got a top professor coming on soon, an expert on the Stasi. But real fast, because I want to go to this phone list, Scott, John, Chuck, Lionheart, Blake, Chris, we'll get to you in just a moment. But finishing up with some of these, we have Steve, who has a friend at InfraGuard. That's the giant spy network, not fighting Al-Qaeda, but just spying on gun owners, Christians, conservatives. We're all listed as terrorists publicly, as you know. Returning veterans, number one terrorist. I want to go to Corey in Connecticut, active duty Army. What's your take on all this, Corey?
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Pretty good, I guess.
Awesome, my man. No, one of the things I just wanted to touch on, which shocked me this weekend, just hitting up on a drill. Obviously, we got to do our weekends. The big thing here, any active duty military, National Guard, Reserve, Connecticut, Task Force, they have these things called family readiness groups that they've been pushing. One of the pieces of training that we went through this weekend is one of the mandatory things that everybody has to do now, armed forces-wide. It's called MTBI, mandatory training. And what they're basically doing, from what I understand here, is Yale and UConn Health Center, they're pushing through a new study here in the state that children that are going through sports programs, they have to have a TBI scan before the season, and if there's any occurring concussions or TBIs, even at the children's level, they have to have another one before they even start the soccer season or the football season. And they're trying to push this here now through the family readiness groups to try and get to soldiers' kids who might be either in the community or even on active duty posts. But I find that kind of disturbing at the fact that they're making these kids now go through CAT scans before they even play a sport now.
Yeah, let me explain, sir. This is a total mega tyranny. CAT scans deliver a lot more radiation than a old chest x-ray. When they miscalibrate them, guys, type in badly calibrated CAT scans make hair fall out. It's even New York Times. People have died days after a high-powered CAT scan. And they are now, this is the medicalized mafia. Hitler did it. Stalin did it. And that's what I talked about this weekend. I had people at Barton Springs and somebody at the grocery store run up to me going, they're taking my neighbor's kid, they're taking my sister's kid, because they went in to have a baby and found THC, or they found painkiller. And in both cases, my sister doesn't smoke marijuana, or you know, my neighbor doesn't use painkillers. You know, they're an executive. And the point is, they take your blood. They don't tell you, hey, you're coming into a law enforcement situation. You have a right to remain silent. They tell you, hi, how you doing? You got enough money at home? They're putting it in a... It's all predatory. They're making the nurses take all the shots. They're illegally injecting kids with shots all over the country. Sir, 4 years ago, all inserts for vaccines said, do not take vaccines when you're pregnant. It's been known forever to cause miscarriages, autoimmune problems, deformities, death. Now they say, women, you need shots. They're setting the precedent to give you shots and have the doctors and nurses follow orders. And you talk to any nurse or doctor, they'll go, yeah, they did say that until 4 years ago. They're just getting us ready. They're just getting us used to it. And then it's so horrible. And yes, that's the medical tyranny where they're now saying, you've got to wear an ID bracelet if you want to be on the football team. Now everybody has to wear it. And Department of Defense with AI computers watching the food you eat. That's going on nationwide. I mean, we are in a it's like aliens took over and are in human form, you know, and this is a scientific takeover. It might as well be that. It's like body snatchers or something. It's like the thing. It might as well be something. I mean, it's that bad. It is a tyranny that makes every other tyranny pale because it's creeping. It's systematic. It's psychological. It tests. It's got people in stratas. It's Satan, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is beyond human stuff. That's why I say aliens. It is so, when you study it and see the master programming of it, and it's so incredible. And what's even more frustrating is the minions of it have no idea they're going to be destroyed. And so, yeah, now the military tells you how to take care of your family, get ready, all this stuff, and CAT scans for your children. Guys, make a note. That's going to be big news. That's important, because I'll guarantee you what the caller's saying will end up, you know, being out there somewhere so we can verify this. What else? I mean, I know there's lots of riot training going on right now.
Well, that's for certain. I mean, like I said, they're bringing in the shipments left and right, but they're also destroying all the old stuff before it can even be put out to like an army or navy store, just cutting it up. I mean,
you don't want the enemy to have it. You know, back when the government wasn't all bad, they wanted the people to have it. You don't want the enemy to have that stuff. Are the men around you figuring out that there's a massive battle buildup against the people?
They are, and like I said, even my offices, they're seeing, because they're receiving these random notices from the Office of the Assistant Secretary of Defense and Health Affairs, and it's basically stating with the kids, and this is why we brought it up yesterday, is the fact that, hey, if your child needs a CAT scan before he can even play a sport, they're sending out these letters now in the mail for research.alterum.org, and they're trying to ask, hey, your child's been picked for a random survey. And I'm like, no, this ain't a random survey. It's like now they're starting to see what the types of training that they
want.
Well,
also, they've injected you with nanotech. That's now been confirmed. They call it viruses. It's not really a vaccine. They go, oh, this specially designed virus will make you feel good or make you... Notice in the movie, the newborn movie that's very accurate, they give you a virus that eats parts of the brain so that you will be able to run further. It cuts out your governor. I've discovered declassified viral injection studies 20 years ago they did. That movie's real. So the troops have had everything tested on you when they're lining you up and not telling you what it is. So they want CAT scans of you and your family because it's multi-generational. They want to see what mutations are in your children. In 1968, when they released a bioweapon and killed a bunch of people on the New York subway, details remain classified, they had army doctors posing in all the local hospitals to track it and stayed and followed those families for decades. You understand? I mean, it's so diabolical. I appreciate your call, sir. God help us. The pure massive evil we face is just unendingly. That's the problem. In a trillion shows, I couldn't tell you everything they're doing. It's all beyond anything people can imagine. People think, oh, you're fear-mongering, you're exaggerating. No, I'm holding back, okay? It's worse than I'm even telling you, all right? It is beyond anything you can imagine. It is a scientific technocracy that sees us as dumb animals and is testing everything on us. They are testing super cancers on us so they can create cures for themselves while killing us, while extracting all the money you save when you get cancer at 50. They inject you with cancers that are designed to activate in the viral plaques in the tissues when your hormone level goes down. I've never been for hormone replacement because it can cause cancer in the studies, but now I've been seeing some studies that the reason people are living longer with hormone replacement is because it's blocking the SV40 and other viral plaques that you've been injected with. They're hitting us and hitting us hard on every level. And I'm sick of it. Idiots out there that serve the system. You're dead too. They've already soft-killed you, you moron. There is no joining with this. It's pure death. You can't make a deal with it. All right, I'm going to go to the other phone system here in about 5 minutes. We're going to go to Steve with Friend of InfraGuard. We've got other InfraGuard people. We've got Scott who disagrees. We've got another whistleblower, Angel. We'll get to all of you. But that's just the Genesis phone system. I haven't gone to Scott, John, Chuck, Lionheart, and Blake and Chris. I promise I'll get to you, even though we have Tom Woods coming up. But we'll just, I mean, he's a good guy about libertarianism and freedom. But we're light years into another dimension on this, okay? And only facing up to the true magnitude of what we're dealing with is going to stop this. Do you understand this is how you act when you're aware of this information? You've got to get moving. You've got to get out of your trance. Man, that's why I welcome the tyranny, because you'll know it's real, folks, when they are stomping you in a parking lot telling you not to talk about it, or when they call up and death threat you and tell you what you were talking about. You'll know it's real, folks. You'll know it's real. You'll know it's real when you stare it right in the eyes. And let me tell you, it's real. You can smell it. Your instinct knows it. People that you talk about this, they get upset at you because deep down they're afraid. They know you're telling the truth. Deep down, they know. Deep down, they know. And that's why they think you're the one causing the problem, because you're bringing up. You're pulling the scab off. But we need to pull the scab off. I wanted to shift gears because I saw this last week, but ABC News, CBS News, and others never said why the jury ruled. But then I went and found another case in 2002 where the family found one 1933 St. Gaudens coin and sold it for $7.59 million, and the jury found that they should get half the money. Now, again, they confiscated the gold in 1933, and these particular ones of that year were listed in the order. Again, I can't believe our forebears were told by a crook government, turn your gold in, and they did. I mean, was there nothing you won't do? If they order you to, you know, give them your wife, would you do it? They ordered you to stick your baby in a meat grinder or stick their arm down a garbage disposal, would you do it? I guess I am crazy because I wouldn't do it. And a lot of you, I guess, think of that. That's normal. I just don't understand it. I don't understand being servile because I'm nobody special. But let me tell you, I found out about a total attack on me and my family. I get hopping mad. Here's the headline, ABC News. Judge says 10 rare coins worth $80 million belong to Uncle Sam. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up here to explain this. These people got this out of a safety deposit box that had been willed to them, and there were 10 of them. And it says the king of Saudi Arabia, had sold one, King Farouk. No, that was King Farouk of Egypt for $20 million. And so, they went to, you know, show them to the government and get them appraised, and the governments took them. People dig up dinosaur bones of their own property, and the government comes and takes them, even though common law and law says you own it. They're just crooks, folks. You figured that out yet? And Ted Anderson's the expert on this to explain what's confiscatable, what isn't confiscatable. If you care to get stuff they claim they can't confiscate. Look, I got whatever I want, and you're not taking it, you filthy, murdering scum. It's time to pull down these tyrants and say what they are. Ted Anderson, tell us, because you've been in over 30 years in gold and silver, 15 years with Midas Resources, Inc., where I get my gold and silver. And yeah, this is a gold and silver pitch mixed in with news. Because gold is up 50-something bucks in the last week, and I've got a big stack of news on that I'll get to in a moment. But Ted Anderson, what's going on with this, where they're taking people's gold?
Well, the first thing I want to say, Alex, is if you find some coins in a safety deposit box, one of the last places you want to take it to is the U.S. Mint, or to the government, for that matter. I mean, they are not your friend. They're never going to be your friend. Anytime you do that, they're going to think that it's theirs. You know, that's just simple. These people made a big mistake. But yeah, indeed, these are the coins that sold for $7.5 million each. This family has $80 million worth of coins. They bring it down to the U.S. Mint to see if they're authentic. The U.S. Mint decides to confiscate them from them because of the executive order of 1933. What you got to remember, Franklin D. Roosevelt passed this executive order right after inauguration. He shut the banks down on a Friday and called in the gold on a Monday, and all of a sudden gold became a $10,000 fine and or 10 years imprisonment if you own gold. You know, every now and then I get trouble emails and people send me little hate mails. Ah, you're talking about gold confiscation. Well, guess what? It did happen, and here it is extended all the way into the year 2012 that people are getting their gold confiscated from them because of the executive order in 1933.
And in the past, the government would split it with you, which is robbery. But now... And again, let's explain this, ladies and gentlemen. They took the gold, and in the next few years, it doubled in price. It was all shipped to the Rothschilds and others. This is mainline news. And again, I'm proud of the fact my great-grandfather in Dallas, he didn't turn his in. But, I mean, so many people lined up and turned their gold in. This is why it's important to get gold and silver. And people are like, why? They might confiscate it. Because they're going to devalue the dollar if things keep going in this direction. And at least you'll have something that is worth something is the point. You know, it's like saying, why have kids? They might get run over by a car. That's just giving up on life. The best move from my view and my research is gold and silver, Ted.
It has been. And as a matter of fact, $20.67 is what they confiscated gold back in 1933, right after the executive order. They raised that the very year after to $36 an ounce. So all the gold that they took from the people and then they put it in their coffers, they devaluate the currency. So now the gold goes up to $36 an ounce. I mean, it's just highway robbery. These people, again, Alex, they're not your friends. If you think the government's out here to help you, think again And this family out here in Pennsylvania found that out real fast.
Helped him in Katrina, raping the women and taking the guns. I mean, that was nice.
Yeah, that's the whole deal. So, but can gold confiscation happen again? Of course it can. If the Federal Reserve System decides that they need to have the gold, they're going to go straight to the Secretary of Treasury, straight to the President of the United States, and you're going to hear things about martial law and so on and so forth, just like we had when Bush was leaving office and we needed TARP so bad.
Here's the deal, though. I guarantee you, the people aren't turning their gold and silver in. It's not going to happen. People are wise now. They know what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. And again, they already are stealing your paper money by devaluing it. And they can digitally manipulate you. That's why the elites, I've got the articles here today. The king of the bond market, the bond king, buys gold, not bonds. Bloomberg reports on Bill Gross, saying move heavily into gold, $1.8 trillion under management. We've got another one here. Vladimir Putin doubles down on gold. Universities buying gold. Government buying gold. But telling you, George Soros buying gold. But telling you, you don't want to buy gold, Ted.
Yeah, no, they're trying to push people away from gold and silver because they want to keep them into paper. It's like, hey, we're getting out, but you guys stay in. We're the insiders. We know what's going on, but we don't want you getting away from paper. We don't want you getting into gold. I mean, it's becoming comical.
Ted, do you have any gold left from last week since it's gone up $50 at the old prices?
Well, we do. We do have a few things. The $20 Liberties currently right now are at 2076. We do have the Canadian Maple Leaf. For just real quick, let me look at that quote. It is right
now. Skip the break, John. I got to keep. We're skipping the network break. Station shouldn't go over this. It's a network break. Please continue, Ted.
Yeah, it's 1,888.40. We do have the franc coin right now at 377.61.
Great deal.
For those of you who are interested in knowing more about the executive order of 1933, we do have a PDF version of it. We'll be happy to email it to you. If you want, we'll even mail it to you, snail mail it to you, for those of you who are not online. Indeed.
Let me give that number, 800-686-2237, 800-686-237. The gold market is heating up ahead of QE3, which they're probably going to do right after they kick Obama out and put in their new puppet Romney. That's when I'm looking for QE3. What do you say to that, Ted?
Well, they're not. I just read an article today. They're not only talking about QE3. They're just talking about perpetuating quantitative easing so they don't have to call it QE3
anymore. Yeah, we didn't lie. We promised we'd never do QE3. We promised we'd never lose our AAA+, which we now have. We promised Europe won't get a negative Moody's. Now it has. We promise. The TSA, we don't stick our hands down your pants, as there's video of it. Now that we always stick our hands down your pants, just incessant lying, Ted, and Midas Resources is where I get my gold and silver, folks, and then it ends up supporting the broadcast, the tiny profit they make. Give Ted and his great brokers a call, and they're almost out of the Big Brother books. Ted is down to 3 boxes of 40 of Mark Dice's excellent book, Big Brother, Parallels to 1984 and What's Happening Today. And we're going to have a new deal. Once those are gone, you get one of those books free and the Amazing American Dream 35-minute animated film about the history of the Rothschild banking takeover. Those are both free. That's a $30 value conservatively for both those when you get 2 silver dollars at cost. What's the current price of those 2 silver dollars and the 2 free gifts?
I'm still holding it at $63, Alex, but silver has gone up well beyond that number. So, yeah.
You couldn't even get silver dollars at that price?
No, you're not going to buy the silver dollars for that, much less get the books.
Okay, folks, he's got it right now, 800-686-2237. How many boxes? You told me a few days ago, 3 boxes?
I'm down to such a small quantity, and we're going to have to switch to the American, Dishonest Money book, because that book is definitely short. Might get one or the other, but I would suggest that you get moving if you want
to. I was about to say, that deal had to change by tomorrow, and I guess we're already behind the eight ball. We got to change the ad on Infowars.com.
This last weekend, I mean, Alex, the orders blew up. Things were quiet before, the supplies were lasting. Now it's just like they're flying out the door. So we're doing the best we can to get everybody what they ordered. But if you can't get the American Dream video, we're going to go to Dishonest Money, which is also very relevant to what's going on right now.
Absolutely. 800-686-2237. The elites are all getting into gold and silver. The silver dollar deal Ted just mentioned, no one can beat. Okay, that is insane. Literally, 800-686-2237. He gave you a few of the Alex Jones specials that are left. to get the lowest price below. It's even on the internet at MidasResources.com. Call them and say, I want the Alex Jones special. Those are the best deals offered by Midas Resources. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, there you go. Gold confiscation in America. You've got documents, government documents. You'll send them a free report. Generally, it's the collector coins that they can't go after, correct? But government, U.S. government-issued bullion is what they claim they can try to grab, correct, Ted?
Yeah, it's typically the bullion coins that are what are going to be taken. And so if you're interested in having something diversify your portfolio a bit, look at the older 20s or even the more modern commemoratives, because in 1926, they had the $2.50 sesquicentennial coin, and in 1933, they couldn't take that coin because the U.S. Mint.
Exactly, and Ted, you've even for a long time been selling bullion price coins that are really numismatic and semi-numismatic. So a lot of the coins
I think it's very important that people get a lot of gold and a lot of silver for their money. I think that's very important because the way the economy is playing out here, you need to have something that is going to be tradable and easily liquidated. But I can tell you, there are a few little flaws in some of the things that are out there where you have to have the 60-45 revenue ruling reporting. There's cash reporting that goes on. There's a few little details that you need to know what to avoid and how to buy and
what not. Ted Anderson will tell you, a lot of the other companies won't tell you. I'm not saying they're bad. It's just that Ted's the man, the patriot. 800-686-237. Thank you, Ted, for that report.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
Okay, we got Tom Woods coming up. I got loaded phone lines with whistleblowers. I've got to get to Scott, John, Chuck, Lionheart. I'm going to get to you, but I've got a rule. Look at all, finally got the InfraGuard callers. I've got to go to these. Scott, real fast, you disagree. What do you disagree about? The government loves us? What is it?
Well, what I disagree with is just a couple of the assertions you've made. A couple times that you have said about your dad being, that he's said that he's been asked to be a whistleblower. You know, you've said this now a couple times over the last few years. It's time to have him on the air so we can actually, you know, you, just saying something like that isn't good enough.
Hey, wait a minute. Put him on hold for a minute. It's public that InfraGuard has got citizen spies everywhere, and they say, don't trust a woman in a baby carriage, Associated Press. Look it up. It's public. We broke the clergy response team deal. Now it's in the over 100,000 preachers trained to spy. I can play newscast here of them saying that on their flocks. My dad's name is David R. Jones. He's a dentist. He's called in a few times over the years. And he was approached by Homeland Security, and so was other people he works with, and he talked to other dentists around town. So your implication with a PSYOP here, calling in, implying that I'm lying about InfraGuard. Am I lying about TSA on the streets 10 years ago? Now it's happening. Am I lying about the NSA spying on us without warrants? Now admitted. Am I lying about FEMA camps, which they now admit they've set up? I mean, all of this is public. So my dad is very private. So is my mother. But it's in the news that they're recruiting people. Are you denying InfraGuard exists? Go ahead, Scott.
All I'm saying is get your dad on the air.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Look at your talking point. I asked you a question. Does InfraGuard and clergy response team exist? You want to change the story with an ad hominem attack and claim I'm lying as if I'm not saying my dad told me about this. Linda West in front of the reporter had one of these guys come up. What does Tony Montana call it? You want a Chavano on every corner watching you, telling you what to do, what to sleep? You want to eat squid? I got squid coming on my ears. I want my rights, just like the Jimmy Carter says. Are you denying all this is going on? I don't have time. One more comment, Walnut. You got anything else to say, Walnut Brain?
Call your dad, put him on the air.
There you go. Unbelievable. There you go, folks. There's no InfraGuard. Even though you can go to FBI.gov and see it, there's no spies, there's no TSA, none of it. Ad hominem would never respond. Does InfraGuard exist? The implication of that is amazing. And I should actually get my dad on. He's been handing out those medical cards we promote through InfoWarsRx.com. Little plug here. He's got those. And I can't believe I just spent time with him. He's seen an incredible response with his patients. So I do intend to have him do a testimonial, but I haven't gotten around to that yet. Okay, I'm ranting and raving. Fingerprinted at work, friend of InfraGuard, InfraGuard stories. We'll take a couple of those, and we'll get to everybody else. You need to talk to Tom Woods if you're calling on the InfoWars phone lines. I'm trying my best today. And you heard it, though. There's no police state. The guy said so.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's go to an InfraGuard story with Chris in Florida. An InfraGuard just hung up. I'm trying to get to your calls. Chris in Florida, you've got a InfraGuard story. Hey, my dad's calling me up right now. Hold on 1 second. Hey, what's going on? I'm here on the radio. Yeah, okay, you want to come on? I guess you're on your lunch break? Well, no. Call our internal number. Dad, that's a psyop. Then he'll say that isn't your dad. And then he'll say, listen, I can tell that guy's following a script. No. Since you called in now, this is exciting. I'm going to go to my InfraGuard guy. Hey, guys, will you come get my phone and give my dad the hotline number, please? That's hilarious. You don't have to talk about the patient itself. Just tell me, you know what to do. Here it is. I know it was a year and a half ago, Dad. Just hold on. Dad, that's a psyop. They do that to change the subject and imply we're dishonest. Just hold on. Just tell the story. Here it is. Give him the hotline or call him. Just call that number and put him on right now. Anyways, getting back to what I was saying earlier, InfraGuard's admitted, clergy responses admitted. Chris in Florida, finish your InfraGuard story. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, a few years ago, I talked about InfraGuard to a neighbor who claimed to have worked for a Raytheon in the FBI, and then he proudly showed me his InfraGuard card. He turned out to be a busybody, a stalker, not just towards myself, but another neighbor's, and about Peeping Tom as well. He liked to call.
Yeah, I mean, you heard me profile him. That's exactly what my dad was saying. He said he's run into several of these now. I'm not supposed to get into it all, but the point is, go ahead.
Well, he also liked to call police with false accusations. Apparently, he felt powerful by his InfraGuard card. Maybe everyone should carry one, sort of as a KMA, as a Aaron Russo's. Talking about Nicholas Rockefeller saying that you only have a KMA chip, kiss my you-know-what chip. Unfortunately, he died of emphysema due to his irresistible smoking habit. If I could bring up another issue that I called about, there's a locally based radio network that carries your show, Can Talk Network, here in the Tampa Bay area on 1340 AM and 1350 AM and 880 AM in Little Rock, Arkansas. That's a 50,000-watt transmitter. Who now accepts the local new community currency called Clearwater Hours.
I want to get the owner of that system on. I know they got us on a bunch of great affiliates. God bless them. Spread the word. Here is my dad, David Jones. Now, that was probably InfraGuard calling in. Because you notice they wouldn't admit InfraGuard or any of it exists. It was, I want to hear your dad. It isn't true. As if we don't know this country's going to hell in a handbasket, and they admit the veterans are the number one enemy, and they got spy networks. That's all admitted. They're harassing veterans, you name it. But, it doesn't exist. Dad, I know you didn't want to tell me the whole story because it's patient, doctor privilege. But you're allowed to say, as a dentist, what happened? Is it true that this person that's been your patient for a very long time wanted to hire you to be a minion, and then you went and talked to other dentists and found out they'd been visited by other groups?
Let me explain. I had actually was doing some consulting in Dallas at the time, and I was passing through Waco, and I heard a local police liaison in Waco talking about how that people could volunteer and it could be a career path toward really good employment for kids in high school and people in their neighborhoods and all different levels. And it was literally about becoming a volunteer part of an intelligence gathering, keep your neighborhood safe volunteer type program. And it was going on, and it was real interesting to me because about that same time, someone had approached Dr. King in his neighborhood about being involved in doing that. Sorry, in other words, see something, say something, keep your neighborhood.
I know, but tell us what happened to you.
I basically was just approached by a patient that was involved in law enforcement that had said that they would like for me to be involved in basically just being aware of what was going on and to talk to other doctors and things in our organization that we were in a good position to...
Hey, now that we've started this, we got Tom Woods coming on, but stay there, Dad. We'll come back to you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've been taking calls for 2 hours, and I'm doing a lot better than I normally do, and it's been pretty powerful hearing whistleblowers about InfraGuard spying on people and things. And we opened up our internal phone lines as well and never got to that phone bank. Scott, Chuck, Lion, Hart, Blake, I'm going to get to you guys with Tom Woods because you've been patient. If not, you can hang up. I know we got loaded phone lines over here. We've got whistleblowers on InfraGuard pouring in. This is crazy. I mean, this subject is big. Now, InfraGuard, guys, type it into Google and show people or startpage.com. Just type in InfraGuard. The FBI admits they have it. They have clergy response teams. We covered it when it was still secret. And it's getting preachers to spy on their flocks to try to influence them to accept gun confiscation, you name it. I've played newscasts where they admit it. And then this caller calls in and says, I disagree. You know, I want to hear your dad say that he got approached to be part of the See Something, Say Something and invited to meetings and things. And then my dad talked to other dentists and found out they'd been visited by other groups at home. And this is on record. They count on you being ignorant. They'll have these community FBI meetings. You go to them. It's not about Al-Qaeda. It's about the veteran next door. That's in the news. So my point is, and this was a year and a half ago now, my dad ended up calling into the back line and getting on, is that my dad suddenly heard ads on the radio about it, dentist he knew it happened to, and then it happened to him. He can't tell the whole story because of patient doctor privilege. My dad's a dentist. But, Dad, I got to go to our guest here, and I appreciate you listening to the show. I didn't know you were listening when the guy called in. So just briefly, you know, the guy was implying, and I was making this up, you know, the TSA isn't sticking their hands down our pants either. Break down your concern and what went on without violating in fact, just tell the stories of the other doctors. That's that getting visited at home. That's better.
Basically, it was all a cumulative effect from having heard things on the radio mentioning it to people. And then just out of the blue, someone who'd been a patient for a long time, it was a fairly senior person involved in the administration and law enforcement, had said, we're organizing community-level things whereby people are volunteering to go out in their neighborhoods and see what are happening. And what we've found that teachers and doctors and certain other people, bankers, have key positions where they can see and understand things that are going on that we need to know. And, you know, I could use your help in on an administrative level. And we're creating career paths for a lot of people at all different ages, young people, people in high school, people in college, and people that are senior people in their professions. And right now it's in an organizational state, but it could develop into something much more involved.
Yeah, and now, Dad, I think you're conflating like several stories here because I know you don't listen all the time, but there was also the other individual, and I know you can't, that also came and flashed his little badge and things and was talking about something else.
Well, I've had several people approach me over time. I didn't know which incident you were talking about. This was about the time after I'd gone to through Waco and heard up a very similar community a program. But
there was one guy wanted you to watch your patients as well.
Well, no, this was the whole thing, that's the whole point, is that if you're in a situation of interviewing people and talking to people and being in positions of trust and things like that. But I think more than anything, they were interested in me basically doing some monitoring of charting issues and things on a general basis. But it didn't get so detailed because I was not interested in it. So it kind of...
But then you found out that other dentists were getting visits at home.
Yes. I found out that a very high percentage of them were.
Okay, so there you go. All right, Dad, thank you so much. Just briefly, while you're here, and Tom Woods is patiently holding best-selling author, I keep meaning to get you on air because I only promote things. You know, I wasn't promoting the longevity insurance cards because I just wasn't sure about them, hadn't used them. I've now gotten a few prescriptions in the last year. Took that long to actually get a few prescriptions. I don't get them a lot, as you know. The nasal spray and then some stuff for my kids. We saved over 30% each time with them. They're totally free. You can just put in basically whatever name you want, and it accesses the discount. You, though, have given out thousands of these now. You manage 14 dental offices. What type of responses with the InfoWars RX since the guy called in and said we were making this up? Now that we have you on air about this, let's do a evil capitalism plug.
I will just say that I have even started having patients that have insurance use them. For example, I have a patient who uses a prescription for, let's just say, creating younger skin. It's basically retinoic acid, and she was able to get the meds cheaper using the discount card than it would be on her insurance.
Yeah, so again,
that was an expensive item.
Again, you've been now in the last 6 months using it. I was never going to promote it because I couldn't understand it. It sounded too good to be true. And then you were telling me, hey, this is what's really hot. Because you bought a bunch.
It's a great value. I just basically give them away for free, and people, anybody. And at first, I was saying use this if you don't have insurance. But people were telling me. In fact, I heard one of your pharmacy people online talking about how sometimes that you can buy stuff generic cheaper without using insurance than you do with it because the volume pricing is so low. If you're buying a, say, 3 months, 6 months, or a year supply rather than paying the copay.
But this doesn't even access generic stuff or bulk buying. This is across the board. Find out at InfoWarsRx.com. Dad, thank you for joining us.
All righty. Have a great day.
Yeah, there he goes. Okay, punk, good try calling in, implying that isn't going on, counting on listeners being ignorant and not knowing InfraGuard is real. There you go. Okay, now I apologize to our guest. We are going to shift gears now. Joining us via video Skype, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, or if you're listening on XM166 out there, Thomas E. Woods, Jr. is a senior fellow at the Ludwig von Mises Institute and creator of the Tom Woods Liberty Classroom. Oh, that sounds evil right there. You probably have InfraGuard watch him. He holds a bachelor's degree in history from Harvard, and his master's is, and it just goes on, and a PhD from Columbia University. He is the author of 11 books, most recently Rollback, Repealing Big Government Before the Coming Financial Collapse, Nullification, How to Resist Federal Tyranny in the 21st Century. Woods has been edited and written the introduction to 5 additional books, and I just always enjoy hearing him when he's a guest on the radio or on TV, TomWoods.com. And thank you for holding the last 5 minutes while my dad was on. What is your take briefly of the Stasi state, the InfraGuard, the clergy response teams, Homeland Security saying veterans are the number one terror threat?
Well, it's really something. I mean, of course, we had the case of somebody being incarcerated because of some Facebook posts, for heaven's sake. And I mean, it seems to me we cannot hit this hard enough. Now, on the other hand, there are two things that I note about all this. On the one hand, technology is being exploited by the bad guys to go after the rest of us. But on the other hand, there are ways in which we can use technology to fight back against them. And one silver lining as we're watching this sort of police state develop is that today, people have got smartphones and they can record these incidents with the police very easily and discreetly. And before you know it, they're all over YouTube, and things that the authorities might have been able to get away with in the past, suddenly they're on the defensive. So I'm still cautiously optimistic. We've still got some weapons in our arsenal here.
But now the feds want to be able to hit a code citywide and kill all the cameras on the iPhones and droids. Did you see that?
I didn't see that. I'm hopeful that there's got to be some entrepreneur somewhere who figures out a way around that in the same way that they try to do the same thing to radar detectors, and there are always ways around it. My hope is that a free people that actually cares about his freedom will always be one step ahead
of
these
Well, I agree with you, but why are we letting the government say we're going to hit a button and broadcast a code to turn your camera off without a warrant, without anything, controlling your property? It's incredible.
That's true. Of course, we're not letting them. They're doing it regardless of how we feel, and it just goes to show how frustrating it is. I'm sure you feel the same way. When I see people get really passionate in a presidential election year for a candidate other than Ron Paul, I feel like you just haven't woken up yet. There obviously isn't going to be a change between Romney and Obama. And the fact that people are going to see this Dinesh D'Souza movie and walking out saying, I got to clamp down, I got to do everything I can to get establishment candidate A out so I can replace him with establishment candidate B, if only these people's efforts were directed in the right place, we might be getting somewhere.
I'm glad you brought that film up. I mean, it was at about an eighth grade level instead of a second grade level, like most, you know, Democratic films are. But it's honest that government wants to destroy America, but that's to consolidate it. It's really colonialism by the globalist and crony capitalist against America. It's not Obama is anti-colonialist, so he's misguided. Obama's a total globalist like Romney.
Yeah, of course that's right. Obama is, first of all, Obama's not a Marxist. He doesn't hold most of the Marxist views, but in a way that makes him more sinister and more dangerous. He doesn't want to end American imperialism or any of the old Marxist slogans. He wants to intensify them, as does Romney. And in terms of surveillance and all the other issues, the two people are indistinguishable.
He's bringing imperialism home.
You know, what I want to do is one of these days I'm going to make a video when it gets time for the presidential debates, a video of the top 10 questions that will not be asked of these people, because if you did ask it, it would expose the scam of the so-called free elections that we have.
Well, Tom, you know, I tell you, an hour is not enough time. We got you on about 10 minutes late. We're going to go to break here and come back. I'm going to give you the floor. What do you want to get into first? Solutions, I was told.
Well, sure, we might as well try, right? Can't hurt to try. And we can't be afraid of failing, because how could we be in a worse spot than we are now?
That's a good point. And, you know, you've predicted the collapse and you've talked about ways to get the word out before that happens. Now it's here. I want to talk about your last two books. I've read both of them. Amazing information. And again, we're honored to have you here today with us. Ladies and gentlemen, you can visit his website, tomwoods.com. We've got a link to it up at infowars.com and prisonplanet.tv. Again, I apologize for having my dad on kind of like that. He's never been on the show before. I think a couple times he's called in over the last 17 years, but a guy called in going, "Your dad, I want to hear him claim the government tried to recruit him to spy on his patients." And my dad didn't tell you the half of it, okay? Okay, like I'm, you know, kind of a wild guy. My dad's kind of the opposite, real calm, and he didn't tell you half of it, okay? We'll be right back. Stay with us. Tom Woods is our guest. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. I think this is our first visit with him over the years, hopefully the first of many. Tom, what are solutions to this fight? I mean, Ron Paul's still out there getting the word out, but he's riding off in the sunset a little bit. Rand's up there, you know, close to his dad, but not his dad. Obviously, those are focal points. There's what you're doing with Lou Rockwell and others doing a great job. I know that you're in a film that we promote and sell, Nullification, which breaks down states' rights. And when I go study what the Pentagon's doing, they're not preparing to fight al-Qaeda. They talk about going after legislatures that rebel and don't go along. So the corrupt system is worried about states' rights. That tells me it's the answer. Tell us about that.
Well, my view is that we have to try something that's not out of the New York Times playbook. I mean, the New York Times and the mainstream media, their role is to try to limit our range of debate, is to say, well, here are the issues that you're allowed to talk about. Here are the positions. Here's the 3-inch range you're allowed to take on those issues. And if we're going to play by their rules, we're never going to get anywhere. So we've got to be willing to do things that aren't mentioned in Newsweek or aren't mentioned on the TV. And so that's why I like the idea of state nullification. I wrote a book called Nullification, as you mentioned. And the idea of this is that the states created the federal government. They ought to have some say in whether the federal government is obeying the Constitution or not, saying what their opinion on that is. And in fact, as Madison and Jefferson said in 1798, the states in the last resort have to say to the federal government, no, what you're doing is unconstitutional, we refuse to go along with it. Now that is, needless to say, not in the Romney agenda, it's not in the Obama agenda, it's not what Chris Matthews would say, it's not what Bill O'Reilly would say. So in my book, that makes it great. So basically, you've got all the corrupt, as Mike Church calls them, the Decepticons on the one side, and you got Thomas Jefferson on the other. I'll take Thomas Jefferson and state nullification. We're starting to see this picking up steam around the country as people feel like, you know, I've voted for the candidates, I've handed out pocket constitutions, I've done everything else, I'm going to try this. If it's good enough for Thomas Jefferson, it's good enough for me. What is the harm in trying it? And I'll tell you, there's a lot of fun in trying it. Because when you see the look on the face of Rachel Maddow and Chris Matthews when they talk about the reappearance of state nullification, it's like their dog died. This is not something they want us doing.
By the way, you have absolutely hit the heart of it. They control the debates between the demo rats and the Decepticons. They sit there and give you this false tiny spectrum. And my 7-year-old daughter was in the back of the car, and she goes, well, Daddy, are we Democrats or Republicans? And my 9-year-old son said, no, that's a false choice, because he listens to the show more, and said, that's, you know, how they control us. You know, we need more choices. And I was like, amen to that. And, you know, she started to get it. I'm like, they give you false choices, and they're scared because they're losing control of the narrative now. They can't keep us on the reservation.
Absolutely. So, of course, when you do pursue something like state nullification, as some states have been talking about with a variety of pieces of federal legislation, naturally the state is going to come out with all the guns, rhetorical guns, at least at this stage, that they have. Namely, they're going to accuse you of, well, of course, you're an extremist, a word they never define, of course. There's nothing extreme about what they do, you understand. I'm extreme, not them.
They call it sedition. They call it sedition to even want to have a state.
Yeah, exactly. So, yes, sedition, that's right. Of course, the irony, well, there's a lot of irony here, but I hardly think it's sedition to support Thomas Jefferson. So I always point that out. They never want to talk about Jefferson. But the long and the short of it is, we're just reclaiming what are obviously our American rights. And in the nullification book, the whole reason I wrote it was that I knew we were going to be attacked and smeared. We support slavery and all this nonsense. Nullification was never used to uphold slavery. It was used to fight against the fugitive slave laws. They don't want us to know that because they want to paint us as these terrible people who pine for slavery.
That's right.
And
they use, for those that don't know, states' rights so that people could run and be safe.
That's exactly what was going on in Wisconsin and elsewhere. And they said, we have to protect our state sovereignty, our right to protect these poor souls and give them a jury trial and not have them just be dragged away to their masters. That's history that we're not supposed to know. We're supposed to know that the states are wicked. The federal government is this great, wonderful, progressive force. And we are blasting that narrative to bits with nullification.
Keep telling us about it.
Well, when you said short break, a short segment, long segment, I figured I want to give you a chance to jump in and stop me.
Well, we're going to break in about a minute. It's just that that is the answer. When you read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, when you look, you saw when Texas unanimously in the House said, we're going to enforce the law, don't grope people at the airport. Right. Misdemeanor on the outside, felony on the inside. That's just the law. They threatened F-16 armed blockade. And it wasn't even big news. It's like, oh, well, our F-16s will stop you from enforcing that. I mean, the state should have called that bluff. I want to come back and get your take on that and then just keep expanding, because we sell the DVD that's based on your book. To a great extent, you're in the DVD. In fact, I'll show it to people. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it. Get it to your county commissioners and others. We're seeing more and more legislatures, counties, and sheriffs getting this. We'll be back with Tom Woods.
This is our land. These are our people, the workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies, the dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are go. Tom Woods, best-selling authors, our guest. The documentary film Nullification, The Rightful Remedy. A documentary film is so professionally done. Whensoever the general government assumes undelegated powers, a nullification of the act is the rightful remedy. Thomas Jefferson. And again, ladies and gentlemen, people can get this powerful film at InfoWarsStore.com. And Tom Woods has a book of the same name. He's in it. Stuart Rhodes and so many others. It's really an amazing film. Nullify now. Because the federal government itself has been taken over. And I want to get into that subject right now with our guest. But there's also a dark side type of nullification. When Congress won't do things that are unconstitutional, like pass carbon taxes, Obama just does it via executive order. So the federal government itself, as they've bragged on CNBC, has been captured by these offshore globalists that are above the law and fat on bailout money. Here's an article out of the local news. Elgin Sustainability Visioning Workshop set for September 10th. That's here in Elgin outside Austin. It's a cow town. And they say they want to take over the local land, decide who can develop. And they put it out there like it's a wonderful new thing. That's what the UN said 3 years ago at the Copenhagen Treaty. They said, we can't take over the federal government fully. We'll take over at the city and county and state level. And Schwarzenegger leads that initiative. So they understand the real power is local. That's why they say think globally, act locally. So they don't want us doing that. They're like, oh, no, let's have 60% turnouts for a federal election, but 8% on average for local. So everybody get out to Elgin tonight. We'll give you that at the very end of the show. But these meetings are happening everywhere where, hi, you want to have a livable area? Pass a law that bureaucrats decide if you can use your land at all. You know, forget fish and wildlife, saying you have a puddle on your land that you've owned for 100 years. Now we're going to take it. Now just pass a law because it's trendy. You know, we're going to shut down your coal power plant because it's trendy. Going back to Tom Woods. Tom, getting into the issue of what the feds are doing and how they themselves have been taken over, we ended the last segment bringing up the point about Texas threatened with F-16s to not let aircraft come into our state. If we dared to not let TSA, who aren't even police, stick their hands down our pants.
Well, my own recommendation for this is that as we go forward and as we gain more and more interest in the idea of nullification is that we need to coordinate. We need to have friendly legislators in one state coordinating with legislators in other states. And we do have legislators around the country who are on board for nullification. I know that for a fact. I know a lot of them. And have the states do this all at the same time. And then really, I mean, of course, the federal government has overwhelming power. It could, strictly speaking, do whatever it wants, but it does have to reckon with public opinion at some level. It does not want the general public to withdraw its consent entirely. So I'd like to say, what if 15 states refuse to do something at once, or 20 or 25? What are they going to do, withhold the highway money from everybody? And at some point, they have got to back down, which they have done in the past. They backed down on real ID, although now they're trying to get that back.
They backed down on 55 miles an hour. All we have to have is a collective, this is wrong, you shouldn't be over this, and a Sammy Hagar song. We've got to make it culturally popular to rediscover liberty.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that, I mean, you could sort of play on, you sort of do what I used to do when I was a college professor. I'd have all these 18-year-old kids, and they weren't all that excited about being in my class. I don't know why, but they weren't. And so one of the ways I would get them excited is I would say, look, I'm going to teach you stuff in this room that if you went to Harvard, they would not tell you. And then suddenly their teenage rebellious nature, I was using it for my purposes. So suddenly, because they want to know, well, what are they keeping from me? Well, likewise, nullification and the sorts of things we're doing are the sorts of things that we are not supposed to do. No authority wants us to do them. That sort of makes them cool. I mean, in the old days, the left used to say question authority. Now the left is the authority half the time. So they have no use for questions anymore. We are the question askers, and we're the ones, and I'll give you the answer. The answer is nullification. It's not the answer to every problem. But what it does, even if it fails, which I don't think it will, but even if it did, it succeeds in getting people to think outside this suffocating box.
Yes.
Like the only opinion you can have is between Joe Biden and Mitt Romney. That's just a mental disease.
Exactly. But I mean, what you just said is so true. They lie awake at night afraid of nullification because the states created the federal government and the two are supposed to be a separation of powers. And the federal government has become this distant imperium, just like England became a distant imperium and the city of London from the 13 colonies. And you read what's in the Declaration of Independence. It's exactly what's happening today and then some. Things are worse today than they were then. And like you said, so-called liberals aren't liberals. They are authoritarians.
Absolutely.
They always want to tell us, well, a nine-month-old baby in the womb's not a baby. We say it's a fetus. You know, everything with them is they define everything. And it's so pretentious and it's a mind game. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, not at all. I agree with everything you've said. On the nullification issue, Jefferson predicted this outcome, and he warned, he said, if you let the federal government have the final monopolistic word on what the Constitution means, take a wild guess on what will happen. It's going to interpret it in ways that benefit itself and in ways that eclipse the states and the people. Well, obviously, that has happened. Now, the argument for nullification, constitutionally, morally, every other way, is such a home run. I know this because I've had exchanges with law professors on it. These law professors can't debate their way out of a paper bag. They've all have the same three rotten arguments. So I got so sick of answering the same things over and over again. I just put up, I bought the domain name statenullification.com, and I basically put up there all the information you need to beat even a law professor, because they don't have the arguments. It is true that Jefferson said these things. It is true that the states created the federal government. All these things are true, that the Constitution was ratified state by state, that the United States in the Constitution is never referred to in the singular. The United States is always...
just 30 years ago, the FBI had to get permission to come in your town. Now the police get little federal cards under their toadies. And why do we even have states then? Why do we even have an America? Why not just a global government? Well, that's why they have to get rid of the states to then get rid of the sovereignty itself of the country.
Right, exactly. The states are not just, you know, cute little, you know, arbitrary boundary lines. And, you know, Vermont has some quirks and California has its quirks. And isn't that neat? These are supposed to be boundary lines against tyranny. That's why they're there.
Firewalls.
They're not there for convenience for the government. They're not there for fun. They're there for this purpose. If we're not going to use them, you're right, we might as well not have them.
Well, they're firewalls. Aren't they like bulkheads in a ship? I mean, if one falls, people can run to the other.
Oh, and absolutely. And in fact, what's so awesome is that in the early 19th century, so 200 years ago, the governor of Connecticut, what, a northern state? Yes, that's right. The governor of Connecticut, Jonathan Trumbull, said that the state governments are in the last resort, the bulwark of the liberties of the people. And so in 2010, in Connecticut, the very same state, 200 years later, there was an attorney general race. And the woman who was running as a Republican got in the debates, picked up my book, Nullification, which quotes the old Connecticut governor from 200 years ago. And she quoted from it and said, we need to do this again. Well, of course, the media just went absolutely berserk. She's not staying between the Biden and Romney spectrum. How dare she say these things? It's exciting that we have all this history, real U.S. history that is not taught. And I don't think it's not taught just because by accident or they didn't have time to get to it that day. It's because if you don't teach it, it's easier to pass off this narrative whereby in American history, all we have is the great, glorious, progressive federal government always doing wondrous deeds for the people. That's what they want us to take, so that we'll sit back and not ask them questions.
Where do you see this confrontation going? Because clearly the federal government's buying 1.4 billion bullets. The lapdog media spins that into 174,000 and says, why are you guys upset? When they're setting up checkpoints, TSA on the streets, 1.4 billion bullets, and they spin it to 174,000, when they are federalizing everything, NDAA, Patriot Act, face scanning cameras going in to buy and sell out of a science fiction dystopia. And then they still look at us and go, you're the crazy people that say the government's too big. Or, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL are like, dangerous terrorists think there's a world government as it's being announced everywhere. I mean, it's. I don't think they understand, or do they, that they're really losing the hearts and minds right now, and shoveling more disinfo is only making people's exodus from under their dark wings accelerate.
I think so. I mean, the fact that, as Lou Rockwell said at the Paul Festival, I don't think there's a 25-year-old in this country, a 25 or under, who still reads a newspaper. So, in other words, the usual mechanisms that they once used to manufacture consent no longer exist as far as most young people are concerned. And then, of course, we all know how Ron Paul did among the young people. Gary Johnson, who's not quite Ron Paul, but nevertheless he represents some kind of a difference, is doing much better among the younger people. So, although time is not really on our side in some ways, well, in other ways, at least we see that the young people who haven't been raised on a diet of you listen to the three channels and you accept what they say are willing to look elsewhere for their information because they know liars when they see them. Well, that encourages me. But we also, as you're right, we've got to talk about the local level, because maybe at this point, I mean, Ron Paul did us a great service, educational service on the national level, and I don't know what we would have done without that. But moving forward, we got to think about the local level and what you can do as an individual. Like New Hampshire is a great example. They passed a jury nullification law so that juries can not only decide whether the person was guilty or innocent, but also decide the justice of the law. The Free State Project in New Hampshire is trying to encourage a free society by just having people go to one place, New Hampshire, and working together to build a free society. Now, unfortunately, my old state of Massachusetts, which I'm sorry, I apologize, I'm from Massachusetts, is screwing that up because so many people in Massachusetts, they screw up Massachusetts. They have no idea why Massachusetts is screwed up. They have no idea that they did it. And then they move to New Hampshire. They want to screw up New Hampshire. So they've got their hands full up there. But these are the sorts of things that liberty-minded people creatively are coming up with when they're faced with what seems like insuperable odds. They're just saying, well, you know what? It may be insuperable odds, but I'm going to go down fighting, you know, and maybe we just might win.
Look at California. I mean, they passed a 20% carbon tax a couple years ago, knowing that when you raise taxes too much, it actually destroys the tax receipts. And now the exodus has accelerated. And then their answer is raise taxes again. There is this predatory instinct to the bureaucrat and the bureaucrat minions and also these kleptocrat megacorporations that love working with big government to shut down their competition. I was reading where Walmart now, you know, has much lower profits. Well, what do they expect when they engage in anti-free market monopolistic tactics and then try to frame the free market for a monopoly they've created that's the opposite of that?
Well, there's also this move to try to get a national sales tax on the internet, and there are some merchants who would like to see that happen because they feel like that would help them against local competitors and so on. Everybody winds up trying to use the government to line his pockets, which is why, see, unfortunately, in the mainstream media, the way they respond to that is say, well, we got to take the money out of politics. No, you got to take the power out of Washington, because you're never going to be able to get the money out as long as there's stuff to be had. The crooks will always figure out how to get their grubby hands on it. So you have to go after the source of the problem, which is not that too much money is being donated to campaigns. It's that once elected, the president can favor you. We don't want that.
Well, that's like the more money they spend on education, the more expensive it gets, the lower the quality. The more money you spend on health, then the higher the cost and the less quality, because it's all being centrally controlled. You cut the money off, then that will start cutting the corruption off.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the education bureaucracy is a disaster and a joke. I mean, the administration is so bloated in all these cities. In New York City, it's something like 6,000 bureaucrats in the central office, whereas the Catholic schools educate like 1/6 as many students, so they should have 1,000 bureaucrats. They've got 26. I mean, it goes to show there's something wrong here. This is not a matter of, I just said this on C-SPAN the other day, this is not a matter of the government is there because these are wonderful, public-spirited people who just want to promote the common good. No, these are people who want to loot and expropriate you and build up their own impenetrable fiefdoms where they increase their budgets and their power. That's what it is. It's not what you learned in third grade about how the government works. That's the reality of what's going on.
Well, look at this example of where the people end up in the safety deposit box having coins worth $7.9 million apiece, these St. Gaudens 33, and the government said, well, we have an executive order that we can take your gold, and they just steal it. And then ABC News reports it like it's a good thing. I mean, Don't people understand that once due process, the Constitution and Bill of Rights is gone, none of us have any protections? Don't the bureaucrats know that they can be looted now? I mean, you know, don't the cops know that once there's not a Bill of Rights and Constitution, that they have no protections?
Well, that's why I think it's important. All this, there's been some good educational work done to try to reach local police and educate them and make them alert to what's going on. A lot of them are they feel like they're just doing their jobs and they're not really aware of the implications of all this. So that does need to be promoted. But the long and the short of it is what we're seeing though today at the same time. I mean, I think we've got two things going on at once. On the one hand, the acceleration of trends that are deeply disturbing and dangerous for all of us. But on the other hand, we have more people than ever who are becoming alert to this and are becoming interested in alternative sources of opinion, and that's all to the good. And so, like for instance, September 22nd, I'm told there's a big nationwide and the Fed rally at all the different Federal Reserve banks. Now, for me, most of the time, I feel like a lot of these demonstrations don't really do much, but I make an exception for this. because the very fact that there's a demonstration outside a Federal Reserve Bank makes people realize the Federal Reserve is something people actually have an opinion about.
And it makes them start realizing, hey, it's private, and hey, we're not just going to protest the puppet Republicans and Democrats, we're going to go directly to the real puppeteer.
Yeah, exactly right, exactly right. Because, again, establishment candidate A versus establishment candidate B isn't going to change anything. These people aren't, none of them are going to dismantle the Federal Reserve. That's their bread and butter. None of them are going to do any of these things. So we have to go directly, again, we have to go directly to the public and say, what is the thing, the most important institution that is privileged by the government, namely the Federal Reserve, that you never hear about, or if you do talk about it, you are dismissed from polite society. Why is that? Why do you think it is that we're not supposed to talk about this? Again, arouse people's curiosity. That can't hurt. Now, I don't know in the end game of all this how this turns out, if we necessarily win. Maybe we win, maybe we don't win.
Well, resistance is victory. The level of tyranny we'll live under is what we put up with, as Jefferson said. I want to come back and talk about how we counter all of this. But bottom line, people are really starting to wake up, as you were saying, and as things get worse and worse, that will only get other people to wake up. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Government had decided we were all going to drive 55, and the people said we're not putting up with it. And it took 20 years, but now they're raising the speed limit up to 85 in Texas. Hey, the Germans could drive 150. A lot of the studies show that you get places quicker and there's actually less accidents, but you better not be texting while you're driving. The point is, the reason I wanted to play a little clip of that is that it's an example of people just saying no and culturally getting what's happening. Abortion's becoming incredibly unpopular. Gun control's becoming incredibly unpopular because people are just waking up and figuring out, hey, you don't want my guns to protect me. You want to make me your slave. And that's what's happening. Tom Woods is our guest, best-selling author, researcher. He's also been awarded Humanities Studies Fellowships. And he's taught at universities. I'm not going to go over the whole deal, but he has written the book, Nullification. We sell the DVD that he's in that is incredibly powerful. Nullification, InfoWarsStore.com. Hope you get it today. We got about 5 minutes left. Look, I mean, I mentioned this. You've got the UN and globalists taking over with sustainable development and all the rest of it in towns everywhere because no one's resisting them. They understand the power of the local. And so I tell listeners, just get out there with the truth and get in these parasites' face. And they'll act like you're powerless up front. That's a mind game. The truth is, they're powerless. Tom Woods.
Well, that's absolutely right. And as you said earlier, the turnouts for these local elections are basically negligible. So this is, I mean, talk about low-hanging fruit. Forget about trying to run for Congress or something when you could get in the state Senate without all that much difficulty. And a lot of good liberty-minded people will rally around you, and you don't need a gigantic budget. But if you are remotely charismatic and you know your stuff, then you can actually stop these people. Because really, these people, they prosper in the darkness. They prosper by keeping their intentions quiet or off the table or masking them with cutesy, saccharine-sounding language about the children and future generations, whatever. But they need that benign mask ripped off their faces by somebody who's knowledgeable and, frankly, who can laugh at them. Humor is so important because these people like to be treated with deadly earnest. And for us just to treat them as just laughable nobodies just gets under their skin. And to me, it's not enough to just to fight them. I want to get under their skin.
You know, it's funny. I didn't understand that till a few years ago, 17 years on air, that they will ban our videos and file false claims on them when I make fun of a professor saying reduce humanity or I make fun of the TSA. They do not like us laughing at them. You're right.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically, everybody's got to do what he's got to do. And I know, you know, you have a huge audience and a lot of your audience feels like I'm already doing everything I can do. but maybe not everybody. Maybe you should be writing a blog or something instead of emailing 50 of your friends your thoughts all the time. Share your thoughts with the world.
Start doing YouTube videos. Start doing local access. Put out a local newspaper. Put out a newsletter at work. Just start talking.
Whatever. Yeah. Read a book with your friends. Something. But I mean, we have an opportunity that hasn't been seen since Gutenberg to spread information. And if we don't take it, we have only ourselves.
And that's why Obama now says the cybersecurity executive order to shut down free speech. He's now saying an executive order. Congress wouldn't do what he wanted.
Well, the executive order thing, I mean, we could do a whole show on that, but that is just so egregiously unconstitutional, but neither party will actually stop it. As long as my party's president is doing it, it's okay.
All right, Tom Woods, we're out of time. Will you come back and visit us soon?
Be glad to.
All right, amazing. TomWoods.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. In closing for this hour, 6:30 p.m. tonight, Elgin High School, they're having a sustainability UN visioning workshop to brainwash the locals to literally go into bondage. If you're in Central Texas, be out there 6:30 tonight.